Yesterday we were learning Sif Tes. We learned about Tzuma Leishkot Lachatchila Alas Acherim Roim Oisa. Why not? Because he may not see what he's shechting. He may do a hagrama. He may cut in the wrong place. He may not cut right by Simon. Acherim Roim Oisa will be good. Okay. In Lamed Vav, the shocks of cutting Lamed Vav, he quotes from the Or Zaruah that a Suma who was Lo Ra Mioris Miyamav, if he never was able to see, he was blind from birth, from the time he was born, Afilu B'Di'Eved Asa Lechol Mishchitosa. So that's very difficult. Why should it be Asa B'Di'Eved? So the Prima Godim quotes the end of the sentence from the Or Zaruah that the reason why it's Asa B'Di'Eved is because he may have done Hagram, he may have shechted in the wrong place. Pella, how can it be? But other people are watching. If no one's watching, of course it's going to be us. Other people are watching. How can it be us? But it's a Pella. So someone showed me this morning, Bimikre. After davening this morning, someone comes over to me. He hasn't been in the yeshiva for years. He has smicha from 10 years ago. Comes over, shows me a sefer that was written by his grandfather, who was a Raven somewhere in South Africa, some city I never heard of. And punkt, he's asking me on this simon, in his grandfather's sefer, on this Or Zaruah. So he made a suggestion, the grandfather made a suggestion, that the Or Zaruah holds like Rabbi Kevega's suggestion here. The Or Zaruah maybe holds like Rabbi Yeruchim, that the Rabbi Kevega quotes, that as Suma is Patam Mikola Mitzvahs. Not only Patam for Mitzvahs, even Patam for Mitzvahs Leisese. Mele, the Suma is not a bar Zvichah, it's a Bafta Bachalta, it's not a bar Zvichah. And the Or Zaruah is of the opinion that that's only if he was born blind, if he was Suma from Maleda. But if he became an old man and he lost his sight then, so then Rabbi Yudah would never say that a Suma is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs. So it's a fantastic pshat, but it's not what the Or Zaruah said. Someone looked up the Or Zaruah. The Or Zaruah says Beferish. The reason why, the Mishnah Berurah, the Prima Godim quotes it. The Or Zaruah himself says why it's no good. Because you're afraid that he made a hagrama, he shechted in the wrong place. So that's not the reason why. This distinction between Ra Mioris Miyamav, Lo Ra Mioris Miyamav, appears in the Gemara Megillah in connection with the Mishnah there, Megillah. The Mishnah says, Amachlege Satanoim, Rabbi Yudah says there, a Suma who was never able to see doesn't say Yatzarar Barich Oshach, because he was never nene from the sun. Nechachamim disagree, because the other people who are able, who do have sight, will guide the Suma. They help him walk on the street. He himself can't see. But indirectly, he's nana from the sunlight because of the fact that the people who can see are going to help him walk. So Rabbi Yudah says, no, if he never saw the sunlight, then he doesn't say the bracha. But to say, L'ro miyores miyamav should play a role b'negeh to Rabbi Yudah sheet in Baba Kama daf peches, that as soon as pot mikol ha-mitzvah only if he was born blind, but if he was once able to see, now he lost the sight, you have no mocker for that at all. Yozua doesn't say it. Yozua says a different time what the Prima Godim quoted in his name. Okay, what's if you'd Orem lo yishcha lachatulim neshen yochel avarach? That's a direct quotation from the Mishnah Trumas. The Vilna Goin quotes it over here. Alamet hey, mehod the Trumas that lachatchila the bracha is not miyake. Whenever you perform a mitzvah, you didn't say a bracha. The bracha is not miyake, but lachatchila it's not proper to perform a mitzvah in such a way that you won't be able to recite a bracha. Okay. What's if you'd alef and metila kol cherim shelo yishchat el tabach yodua? The kehila made an issa that no one from the kehila is allowed to shecht except for Pliny. No one should be masig wool on him. V'shochat acher, another person shechts, yesham sheshchitosa yasura. Why is that? So the Chavis Das over here has a whole fantastic suggestion, which Reb Shlomo Eger raises the possibility. Why don't you say this? Why don't you say Iyavid Lamehani? Reb Shlomo Eger on the bottom of the page on this sif raises the question, why shouldn't you say? In the beginning of Maseches Tmura, there's a Machloikas Abai V'Rovin, there's a question how we should paskin. There are contradictions in the Rambam. How do you paskin? Milsa Domer Achmona Le'Sabit, if there's something the Torah says you're not allowed to do, we went ahead and you did it. So he had no right to do it. So should we declare, since he had no right to do it, so he cannot bring about a chalois? Or should you say, no, even though he had no right to do it, the Ovid Mahani will take effect. So the Maharit had a kasha on the Mishnah in Chulin, on Daf Yudalat, Hashecha B'Shabbos, Afal Pishim Mishchai B'Navshah, Shchitos Ekshera. So he asked the kasha on the Mishnah, why don't you say, Milsa Damar Achman Olasabit, the Ovid Lai Mahani. You should say, since you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, so the shechita should not be chal. Even by the Yebed, it should be chal. So the Maharid gave a teretz. This the Chavos Das quotes the whole story. So the Maharid gave a teretz that when do you say, Iyobid loy mahani, if by declaring that it doesn't take effect, you're undoing the whole aver, undoing the effect of the aver. But over here, let's say, what's an example of Milsadam Rahman al Nasavad Iyobid loy mahani? The Torah has a din. There's an Oynes and Mefate, two different people. So the Mefate, there's no din of Lo Seila Isha. He's not Mechuyiv to marry her. The Oynes is a din of Lo Seila Isha. If the girl wants, I don't know why the girl should want to marry the guy who attacked her, who raped her. But if the girl wants, she thinks she'll never get a Shidduch because she was a Anusa, and she insists she wants him to marry her and to support her for the rest of his life, for the rest of her life. So the Torah says, he's Lo Seila Isha. That's part of his punishment. He's not allowed to divorce her unless she's in agreement, unless she agrees to accept the get. But if she doesn't agree, so he cannot divorce her. So the Gemara has the Rishonim and the Gemara have a discussion there in Temura. What if he gives he was ma'anis a girl and he had to marry her, then he violates the din at her, he gives her a get bal korcha. So usually a get bal korcha is chal. That's what the Achronim say. How did the Tanoim know that a get bal korcha is chal? That's what it says all over in Gittin. How do they know that a get is chal bal korcha? So they all point out, you can tell from this parsha of Aynas, that an Aynas is a liyuchel l'shalchel kol yomav. If the girl agrees to accept the get, so there's no lav a liyuchel l'shalchel, so the whole lav only applies if he's going to give the get against the wishes. A get against the wishes is bechlal no good. So you see from the pasuk, a get bal korcha generally is good, only over here, it's an aveira, you're not allowed to do it. So what's the din if the ma'anes married the girl? Lo Seila Isha married her, and then he gives her a get against her wishes, bal korcha. So normally a get bal korcha is chal. Maybe only I should say milsa dama achman al sabed yavid lemahan. Maybe I should say the get is not chal. Get is not chal. So you're undoing the whole effect of the aver. All aver is leyuchel shalcha. You're not allowed. You're stuck with this girl. You are ma'aniser, so you're stuck. Part of your punishment is you have to live with her for the rest of her life. But so if he gives her a get, and you'll say milsa dama achman al sabed yavid lemahan, get is not chal. He didn't get away with the shtick. He's trying to get away not to fulfill a mitzvah of Lo Seila Isha. So the Torah says, if you give the get bal korcha, it's not even chal. Milsa damachman al sabad yavin lamahani. It undoes the effect of the avera. It's as if he didn't do anything. But over here, let's say hashoichet b'shabbos, the malacha of netilas neshama on Shabbos is violated whether you shoot the animal or you shech the animal. So even if you're going to say milsa damachman al sabad yavin lamahani, the shechita is not kosher. But the animal is still dead, so he still violated the malacha of netilas neshama b'shabbos. So declaring yovid loy mahani will not undo the aver. The aver of chilul Shabbos ben kovako is going to be there. Where is that? You're going to say it's also b'achila. So isn't it mekalkel? So the Gemara said in Psochim, we had Tosis quoted the Gemara. It's motzim de'ev manachayla b'nei noyach. It's not mekalkel. That's called mesakim. We had the Tosis b'ashecha b'sakim shalav v'dizon daf chesam and aleph. So that's what the Ma'arit answers. That's what the Ma'arit answers on the Kasha. Why don't you say on the Mishnah on Yudalad Amad Alef Asherech B'Shabbos Shchitos Afal Pishim Mischai Benavshe Shchitos Ekshera? Why don't you say Milsa Dam Rachman Al Sabbati Yavid Lamahani? So there the Ma'arit answer fits in, because even if you say that it's not Chal, that it's also Machila, but you haven't undone the effect of the Aver. The Aver of Chil Shabbos is still there. But over here, the Kehila made a Cherem, no one is allowed to Shecht outside of this Shechet. What if a person wants to shoot an animal to feed it lahachila leklovim? You want to feed it to the dogs. So that wasn't included in the Yisr. So if someone will violate the cherim and will say, milsa dama achman ala sabir yavid lamahan, you violated the cherim. So we say it's not matah b'achila. It's not matah b'achila, you're going to feed it to the dogs. Feed it to the dogs, that's not part of the cherim. The cherim is only that no one should be masik gvul on the sheikhet. We have one and only one sheikhet in town. No one else allowed a sheikh. So if someone else was shecht, build me machal klovim, you weren't in violation of the takonas hakol, you're not in violation of the chir. So that's what the Chavos Das wants to say, that the reason why if he tilo akol chirim, no one else is allowed to shecht, shechtos asura, because milsa dar rachman al sabed yabed lanai. This of course is totally in a big machlekes and rishonim. Does it make sense? That's what Rav Shlomo Eger refers you to. Anisa shebada milibo. He gives you the Mar Mekoymus. Tells you to look at Choshem Mishpat Simen Reish Ches, you've got Gimel and Nisma. Do you say, Milsa Doma Rachmana Loi Sabbat? The Torah says, Lo Yucha L'Shalcha. The Torah says you're not allowed to. What if a person took a neder? He said, I take a neder, I'm not going to sell this Gemara. I'll never sell this Gemara. got to be Yerusha for my grandfather. I'm never going to sell this Gemara. Then he goes ahead and he sells the Gemara. So would you say that's a Milsa Domer, Achmana Loi Savit? He created an Isa. Yeah, but the Torah says that there's such an institution, a Neder and a Shavuos. Is that called Milsa Domer, Achmana Loi Savit? Hitilu HaKohol Cherem. So Cherem, the Ramban HaChumish, in the end of Bechukosai, gives you the Ramban has a whole kuntras hacherim, and he has at the end of Bechukosai, he shows you the Mokran Chumish, that Cherem is a din deraisa, the Kehillah has a right to Mimatal HaCherem, and you're not allowed to violate it. So fine, it's taka a din deraisa, but it's not, in a certain sense, it's not Milsa Dhamma Achmana Loi Savit. It's Bodum Elibam. They decided to invent a Nuisa. So that's a deal in Paskim and Rishonim and in Paskim, what they say is that covered with Milsa Dhamma Achmana Loi Savit Yovid Mahasa. That's the Chavis Das wants to suggest like that. Shlomo Eger throws in the monkey wrench. He's matal a pickpock on this svara because it's not a milsa dam rachmanel, it's an isu shebodem elibam. The Shach quotes the original source, the original Moke says from the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, they don't say like this snazzy pshat of the Chavis Das, that it's a milsa dam rachmanel lo sabed yovid lo rahani. Why not? So that's what Rabbi Chana Basman has a famous essay, and his sefer on Yevamos, towards the end of Yevamos, when he comes to answer that kasha of the Maharit, so the Maharit was bothered with the kasha, why don't you say Milsa Dam Rachman al Sabbath Yavid Lamahani? So Rabbi Chanan says, if you threw a knife, Beli Kavana Klal, we pass Kanshchitain and Sicha Kavana. Yishech Beli Kavana is good. So it's not that with the power vested in you that you own the animal or you own the knife, you have a right to be matan. You don't have a right to be matter anything. You shecht an animal. But Kerach Gabra says, the halacha says that it's kosher. It's not that you do it. A man divorces his wife, the oinash girish, so that only the husband has the bailus to divorce his wife. Ein onam begarish eish es chaver. The husband has a right to divorce his wife that is in a normal couple. If it's a situation of oinas, so the Torah says, lo yuchal l'shach. The Torah says, you don't have the bailus to divorce your wife. So if you go and you divorce his wife, like someone, adam begarish eish es chavero. I'm not a balabos to divorce someone else's wife. So I'm not a balabos to divorce my own wife. If she's an anusa and I had to marry her, Torah suspends, Torah doesn't give me the right to divorce. I don't have the right to. So it's like someone else divorcing my wife. It's just not chal. There's room to say, Milsa Dam Rachman al Zabadi Avala Mahani. You're not a balam, I have no right to do it. But shechting a behemah, Aganav can shecht. We just had this sif before. Aganav can shecht a behemah and it's going to be good. You don't have to have a koyach of baila. So what does it matter if you're going to say, you had no right to do it. So he had no right to do it. So his kavana is lamala v'lamar. You don't need his kavana. That's Rabbi Chanan says. That's based on Rab Chaim. That sometimes the Torah creates the halos and sometimes the person is the balabos to create the halos. I sell my property. I buy my property. I get married. I get divorced. I take a neder. I take a shvua. I take a naziris. I'm a balabos on my life. I'm a balabos on my property to decide whether I want to be married, whether I want to own the property, whether I want to accept upon myself a neder and so on. So that's shach to say I create the haloi. So there's room to discuss. Milsa dam rachman al asavid, maybe iyovid lamahani. But over here by shchita, where the halacha declares the haloi takes effect by itself, it's not that you're balam to create the haloi. That's why it's usually assumed, not like this Chavis Das, that the whole topic of it, I mean, in recent years, since Rab Chaim and Rabbi Hanan, so the standard assumption is that Yovid Lamahani has no Shaychus over here. So what's wrong? If Tila Atol Cheirem, what's wrong? Why is it no good? So that's what the Shach quotes from the original source, from the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the Rosh, and the Chuvus HaRosh, right? So they say the reason why, like a person who's choshed al adover, he had no right to shecht over here. Says choshed al adover, he doesn't have namanis to say that he shechted properly. If he would shecht vacherem om the malgabov, so you don't have to rely on his namanis. So the other people saw that he shechted properly. See, the Chavis Das is trying to say, even if others are watching the way I shecht, since milsa dam rachman al asavid yovid lamahani, it's not pchal, period. Even if you have 100 people, even have all the big rabbanim watching, and they say he did a perfect shchita, the Chavis Das man say yovid lamahani. The way we usually assume yovid lamahani hot nishken shaiches. So the Shach explains in Lamed Ches the reason why it's no good is not because he's a gavra who has a psul gavra. He hot nishken amanis. That's a mishnah b'choras and daf lamed. So here, I'm not choshed, I never eat nevelas. I'm religious, but I'm choshed lo sadova. I violated the cherem hakol, I wasn't supposed to shecht. So since I did a nisa here with respect to the shechita, I have the status of a choshed al adover, ena meido, so I'm not neman. But if I'll shecht in the presence of others, then he assumes that it would be good.
According to the shach, if he didn't know about the cherem, would it be fine?
Yeah, then it would be fine. He's not choshed on anything, right? That's, I think, the Prima Gordon points that out. What if al-shecht b'shegig wasn't aware? So then, according to the reason given by the shach, it would be good. Unless you have some other reason. Okay, unless the second reason in the shach. It's like as if the tzibur took a neder. We're not going to eat any flesh other than the flesh that was geshochten by this shechet. So it doesn't matter. It's not based on the fact that he's choshed al adover. It's because the kohal took in like a neder. Cherem hakol is like a neder. The tzibur took a neder not to eat any meat. Chushchut echutz, they used to call it. Mishnayis shchut echutz means if you shecht the carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And in Europe, shchut echutz meant if you eat any meat that wasn't geshochten by the local shechet. They used to make a cherem, every kehillah made a cherem, because if people would go to bring their chickens to a different shechet who would charge less money for shechting, then the local shechet would leave the community. He wouldn't make enough parnassim. So they had to make sure that he doesn't have any competitions. He used to make an isa shchut echutz, that no one's allowed to bring their chickens, not allowed to eat any flesh that was geshochten by any other shechet other than the local shechet. So the shechet is going to have a parnas. So that's the second reason that the shach is. Second reason, the Prima Gordon says that even if the shech did b'shegig, and it's not a choshed al adover, but still, the kehila took a neder hakohol. The two types of neder, that's what the Rogachova points out. There's a neder hayochid, Chumash talks about it. Isha Isha Kiyachli Linda Neda Nozer Lahazel Hashem. A man or a woman, a yochid takes a neder Naziris or a neder or a shvua. That's a neder hayochid. Then the Gemara talks about a neder hatzibur. There's a concept of a neder hatzibur. The Gemara says, commenting on the pasuk in Shir Hashir, and the pasuk appears three times. Hishbati Eschem in Osh Yerushalayim and Teirim Torah Sohabat Shetechpot. So the Gemara in the end of the Ksuvos talks about the Sholosh Shvuas. So you see, for the way the Gemara understands the Psukim, that there's such a concept as a Neder HaKehila, Neder HaTzibur, not only a Neder HaYochid, a Neder HaTzibur. So if I'm a member of that Tzibur, so if all of Klal Yisrael took a Neder, took a Shvuah, so it's binding on all of those who are descendants of, we're still part of that Klal Yisrael. If a Kehila takes, if a community has a Minig, let's say many communities have a minig to wait 6 hours between Fleishiks and Belchiks. It's not an Issa de Rabbanon, it's a minig, an old minig. So why is a minig binding? So the Gemara seems to say in a Dorem, and Daf Tezvavim and Aleph, and Daf Peyam and Beis, the Ran is on Daf Peyam and Beis, he quotes the Balei HaTosfos that it sounds from the Gemara that Neder is binding, a minig is binding mitam Neder, as if the people took a Neder. Usually a Neder has to be Levate Bisvasam, you have to pronounce it. And here, if it's a minig, no one ever pronounced it, but still is binding mitam neder midirabbanon. It's not binding mitam neder minatar, binding mitam neder midirabbanon. So there you're talking about a minig hatzibur, not a minig of all of Klal Yisrael. Not all of Klal Yisrael waits 6 hours between fleshiks and milchiks. So we're assuming that there's such a thing as a neder hatzibur, not only the neder of all of Klal Yisrael, even a neder of a community. Yeah, so that there are three reasons for this sif. Chavos Das had his original exotic reason, and Rav Shlomo Eger was ma'ara, maybe it's no good, and Rabbi Chanan demolished it. Rabbi Chanan did away with the whole thing. You can't say Yavid Lamahani. He says the real answer to the Maritz Kasha is that the Yavid Lamahani only applies when you have to be a Bailam, and then you have the two traditional reasons that the Shach gave in Lamed Ches.
Isn't it just a Knas, like the Chachamim Reish is? I mean, like with the printing of the Shas.
The copyright, no one has a right to. That's like a hefker bezen hefker. They made a takona. Yeah, that's a bezen made a takona. No one else has. Normally, someone prints a Tanakh. He owns the Tanakh. He printed a Shas. He doesn't own the Shas. He's not the descendant of the Rambam. Why should he have the copyright? So he used to make a takona to encourage people to go into printing of Svarim, to make sure that they don't lose and they make some profit on it, to encourage people to go into that line. So they made a cherem, no one's allowed to reprint the sefer until 3 years, 5 years, they had a guess how long would it take till a guy will break even and make profit that it should pay for him. So that was really, everybody should have the right to do it. So that's a special takana. That's hefke bez nefke. That's hefke bez, that's in a certain sense that yesh koach lakor din daraisa b'shei b'alta. So the new publisher wants to print a new Rambam and we don't let him. He wants to print more Rambams and we don't let him. So that's really yesh koach b'yad chachamim, the local rabbonim, laka dovmen ha-teira, harbotzas ha-teira. The new printer wants to do the shem shemai. So the bezin is zayka dovmen ha-teira b'shei b'alta. They don't let him do Habatzas HaTorah. It's Lahayru Asho, the Migda Milsa. It's not Ladiris. It's not like the Tanoim, the Anshek Tens HaGadol, someone made a Takana. The Yoyin Lavod, no one's allowed to blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. Here they just say, for a couple of years, we are going that no one's allowed to print the Shas, even though they're going to accomplish Habatzas HaTorah. No one's allowed to reprint the Ramam or the Shas, even though it's Akira's Dabman HaTorah B'Shev Altasa, the Migda Milsa, to encourage people to go into the field. Yeah, but here, here they want to say it's a little more than that. That's what the Shach gave the two reasons. Why should it really be Osir Lechol Mishchitosoi? So the first reason, the first reason is from the Rosh, and the second reason is Mashman B'Divrei. First reason was that he's a Choshed Al Adover. Makes it worse, makes it like stronger than Stam saying Takonas Bezin. And the second reason is because like a Cherem HaKol, the call took a Cherem, not to eat anyone else's flesh. Then it'll be mutter, right? For other people, will be mutter, right? Choshed, then it will not be good, right? Those are the two nafkaminas. I think the Prima God and the others have two nafkaminas between the two reasons that the Shach gave in Lamed Ches. One nafkamina was, what if the guy wasn't aware that there was a chera? B'shoigig. So the first reason of choshed al adava doesn't apply, but the second reason will apply. The other nafkamina is someone from the kehillah violated the chera, and then someone from a different city wants to buy the flesh. So he had no right to violate the cherem. So if it's osel lechol because choshed al adova hot nishken emanis, so he violated the cherem. So people from the other city not allowed to eat it either. But if the real reason is the second reason, so then the people from the other city can eat it.
And shechita done before the cherem?
No, shechita done before that. They probably never meant to include in the cherem.
Even according to the second thing.
Yeah, the pashtus is like that. That's the Rosh in Chulin on Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara has a suffix about the Besar Nechira, that in the Midbar, some of the Tanoim, maybe all the Tanoim, assumed that Besar Nechira was Mutter. Then the Chirasa Zoi Shchitasa. Right after Maimon Hasina, they weren't permitted to eat Nevela, Besar Nevela, but in the Midbar, till they came to Eretz Yisrael, the din was Nechirasa Zoi Shchitasa. So Besar Nechira was Mutter, so they had to salt it to take out the dam. So they have a package of a vacuum packed package of meat that says Nishchat v'hudach v'nimlach kedin under Hashgachas Moshe Rabbeinu Shlita. And then this package they cross over the Yarden, does it become Asar? It was Nishchat kedin. Everything was done properly because in the Midbar during the 40 years in the Midbar, the Chiras is Zui Shchitasa. When they cross over the Yarden, now you no longer send the Chiras is Zui Shchitasa. The Kana La'abod the din is that you need all the Chomishel Chashchita. So the Gemara has an Ibai Deleib Shita. That's the Gemara Sofik and Chulan Yud Zayim and Alf. What's the din? Evare B'Sar Nechira Shechnisa Yisrael Ha'aretz. Does it remain Mutter? They say no, all of a sudden it becomes us. That's where the Rosh is bothered with the Kasha. The Gemara should have said about this Ibaya that Maida Havi Havi, that it's bitl Torah to discuss the Shaila because it was once in the history of the world, it's never going to repeat itself again. So why do they discuss such a pilpul? Whether it's us or mutter. So the Rosh says, no, maybe it'll happen afkemina benegir to that. If Bezna makes a gzeiran gvina sakum, or cholabakum, whatever they make a gzeiran, or they make a gzeira over here, not like the flesh. So what would it then be with the gvina sakum and the cholabakum from before? Before it was kosher, it was mutter to make gvina sakum. And it has on the package, tachas hashgachas Moshe Rabbeinu, shlita. This gvina sakum is made under the supervision of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then comes a Bezdin later, after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, and they decide to make an Isser on Gvina Sakum. So what's the story with the Gvina Sakum that was made Beheta from before? So the Rosh says, maybe that's the Ibai Deleib Shita, and since it's Neget to Dinam Derabban, so we would say Lohakel. I take the Yisura, so Neget to Dinam Derais, you go Lohakel, Neget to Dinam Derabban, and you go Lohakel.
Is there a flip between there and another if the Shabbat comes from another town and Shabbat? Another on that seaboard, and perhaps a shofet comes from the
mean, if they were matal acherim, no one from that town is allowed to shecht. They can't make acherim on people from another city. Yeah? They say no one from that town is allowed to shecht flesh. We don't allow anybody to eat flesh that was geshecht by anybody else. So a stranger comes in from another city. He's not bound by the acherim. Right, so if it's the first reason why you're not allowed to eat because he's chasher al adover, he wasn't under the cherem, the bezdin and the local bezdin has no right to make a cherem on people who are not from their kehila. But if it's the second reason, they made an iser, they were matalei iser, you're not allowed to eat flesh that was geshocht by anybody else. So then the iser would be bimkom omei, right? That would be another nafkamina. The one is what? Okay. The Rabbeinu Geshem made many haramim. So 25, you say. So the one that's the most popular is having more than one wife. Yeah. Was this one of his? No. No. This each kehillah would make their own haram. Yeah. Or reading other people's mail also. That's it's a little popular also. In every generation, they used to make, I mean, they made a cherem for all of Klal Yisrael, not just for those that wasn't a local cherem. That was a cherem for everybody. Okay, different kinds of haram. Okay. Let's see, what's in Sif Yud Beis? What's in Sif Yud Beis? Ashechet b'fnei eidim behema lo avikachom. I shecht the behema for a nochri, and the nochri has a butcher shop, and he's going to sell the meat to the Jews. And there are two witnesses, Bifnei Edim, and they say that I shechted it to the best of their knowledge. They think I shechted it properly. I'm the local shechet. They were watching the way I said a bracha, and I shechted it. I gave it to the guy, and it's understood. He's going to sell it in his butcher shop to the Jews. Jews are going to buy. Then, when Jews start coming to the shop, to the goyish butcher shop, so the shechet stands in front of the store, and he says, don't eat this flesh. Usually I shecht for the guy. Today I didn't shecht for the guy. And then the two witnesses come and they say, what are you, nuts? We were there when you shechted today for the guy. This is the behemoth that you shechted. He says, no, today I didn't shecht for the guy. I didn't go to the slaughterhouse at all. They say, you did go. What do you have, amnesia? You have hardening of the arteries? You did shecht. You went today to the slaughterhouse. So it's his word against their word. So what's the din if you have eid echad contradicted by two eidim? Sein dvarv shel echad b'makom shnayim. When the Jews come to the goyish butcher shop, that's the system every day. The shechet goes and he shechts in the slaughterhouse, and if it's kosher, he gives it to this particular nochri that he should sell it in the butcher shop. When the Jews come to buy, so the shechet stands and says, "Loi tikne, imenu ki lo shchatatia. Don't buy the flesh today. I never shechted it." So the din is ena neman. Why is he ena neman? Because it's two against one. He shechted bifnei edim. They say it's not true. They don't really know for sure. Finally he had his yarmulke on and he said the bracha and he shechted it. It could be that he made a drasa. The Edom don't know 100%. If he would say, don't buy the flesh because I made a drasa, and the Edom don't know whether he made drasa or not. The Edom don't know whether he did a shia. Maybe they weren't watching 100%, but they know for sure that he went to the slaughterhouse and he was shechting today. So if he outright contradicts them, then he doesn't have them on us. Ain't dvarv shalecha b'makom shnayim. It's 2-1. If he says not that lo shechatatia, he says lo shechatati kahigen. Yeah, I went to the slaughterhouse today, but I slipped and I made nevela. He says on purpose I made nevela, whatever. So then it's not two against one. The two are not contradicting him. They just say that's what the shach explains in Lamed Tes. He says lo shechatatia. Period. I didn't shecht it at all. Hainu kishayim b'dibur. He sticks to his original version. Shelo shachat klal. Then is ein anamim because ein varb shalecha b'makom shnayim. He says lo shechatatia. Then he says later on, what I meant was lo shechatatia kahigen. I made a psul in the shechita, so that's by me. That's called I didn't shecht it. I didn't shecht it properly. So then the Gemara says such a similar case increases. Then he would be bagleip. It would be neman. Why don't you believe him if he says lo shechatati klal migu that he could have said lo shechatati kahigen? So the Vilna Gaon explains that's a migu b'makom eidim. The Edom contradict him. The Edom say, Ken shachatato. So if he keeps on sticking to his guns, lo shachatati klal, lo shachatati hayom klal, so he's contradicted by Edom. The fact that he has a migu, if he would have said, lo shachatati koigen, I made it in the veil, he would have been believed, because the two Edom don't know all the details of Hilchos Shechita, but he didn't say, lo shachatati koigen. So the din is, everyone else is allowed to eat the flesh, except for him. Ein anema, the shechit is not believed to asar on the whole veld. because Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Disur, that's all the time like that. Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Disur applies in two types of cases. One case is, let's say, a girl comes to town. We don't know whether she's single or married. So strictly speaking, we were talking yesterday, so strictly speaking, to establish that a woman is an Esh Yisish, is a Dovish of the Yeru. So she should really require two kosher Eidim. We don't have two kosher Eidim. She says, I am an Esh Yisish. So you have insufficient evidence, you have insufficient birum. So that's halacha, shavei nafshei chaticha disur, that she asks herself, so she's not allowed to marry anyone else. Then there's another kind of shavei nafshei chaticha disur. You have two Eidim, not just insufficient evidence. You have contradictory evidence. Two Eidim say, shochat kahogen, we were watching and he shechted and it was perfect shechita. And he says, no, it's an avela. He says, I didn't go to the slaughterhouse today at all. Two Eidim say, you're off your mind. You went to the slaughterhouse and you did shechted properly. So if ein dvar b'shalecha b'makom shnayim, he's not believed. He's not believed l'gabi the rest of the world. L'gabi atzmo, we say, shavi anav shechaticha d'yisura. Yeah, here there's a famous discussion in the Pischit Shuvah. So Kotni Yudches, he quotes a machlekes achreinim. This is famous when the Ktzais. What is Shavi Anaf Shechatichi Disura based on? So some achreinim want to say, why should it be asa? The two Eidim say that it's Geshacht and Kohagen. Bein Dvav Shalecha B'makam Shnayim. So why can't he eat from the flesh also? So some want to say that it's Midin Neder. As I think he said, that since he said, he didn't say, I hereby accept upon myself a neder or a shvua not to eat the flesh despite the fact that it's kosher. He didn't say that. He says, lo shechatati, and therefore it's an avela. The goy got it from somewhere else, lo shechatati. So even though we don't accept, we don't believe what he said, but what he said in effect is that I'm accepting upon myself like a neder or a shvua that I'm not going to eat this flesh. So it's midin neder. No, if it's midin neder, so there's an institution of hataras nedar. So later on, if he'll decide, he'll say, okay, I was just kidding. I just wanted to give the guy a heart attack. I wanted to ruin his business. I don't like him. And the truth of the matter is that I did shechted and it is kosher. So can he make a hataras nedarim later? So we say, no. So there is no hataras nedarim. So why not? If the holy issue is only mitam neder, every neder has, there is an institution of hataras nedarim. So that's what some achareinim want to say. It's only a chumer midirabbanan. And there, there is usually Issa B'Sheila, and here there were Machmeh, Chmir B'Chachamik Mo, the Nazira Shimshin. You see the Pischet Shuva Nun Shin is Nazira Shimshin. Nazira Shimshin doesn't have any Hatar. So that's one position in Achrayim. Then other Achrayim, the Nikzais, doesn't like that. He says, no, Shav Yanav Shechaticha Di Yisura, either when there's insufficient evidence or when there's evidence against, contradictory evidence. You have two Eidim contradicting what he said. So the Ktzai says the reason why is because the Gemara increases as an expression. Adam Neman Al Atzma Yosem Imeu Ish Beinola Bein Atzma Uli Atzma. Adam Neman Al Atzma. He says, as far as I'm concerned, we don't believe him. As far as the whole world is concerned, and no one's allowed to eat the flesh. It's Ein Dvar B'Shalechem B'Makom Shnayim U'Shachet B'Fnei Edim. So it's two to one. So everybody else accepts what the two said. But Beinola Bein Atzma Uli Atzma. As far as he's concerned, so he's not allowed to eat the flesh because Adam Neman Al Atzma. The same machlokes you have, the same achreinim are involved in haidoras baldin kimei edim dami. What is that based on? So some achreinim wanted to say it's azaitig din like a hischaibus. What if I would say I hereby obligate my, in Jewish law there's such in goyish in secular law there's no such thing. A guy says I want to obligate myself out of the clear blue sky, no cause whatsoever, no, not that I borrowed money from you and I owe you, not that I broke your window, not that I bought an automobile from you and I owe you, for nothing, no good reason at all, no cause whatsoever, I hereby obligate myself, yesh me'ayin, to give you $1,000. So in Jewish law, there is such a thing. If you make a kinyan, kana miyada, you give a suder. If the other guy gives me a suder, I write a shtar, chayiv ani lachmana, and I give him over the shtar. So in halacha, there is such a thing. But you have to make a kinyan. So that's what some achrenim say, that hoidaz baldin kemeirim dami is medin his chayvis. It's as if he had accepted upon himself, as if he made a Kenyan Suda. I bet he didn't make a Kenyan Suda. So the Rabbanim, the Torah, whatever, it's considered as if he made a Kenyan. They work on that. There was no Kenyan. So sometimes you can create a Hischaibus without a Maisi Kenyan. And the Ktzais doesn't go for that either. He thinks that that's not right. He thinks that Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Disur is not a Zayt Ginid Mitam Neder, and Haidoz Baldin Kemedim Dami is not Midin Hischaibus. They're both based on the same din. And that's why there's no hataras and dorm. Not like hechmira bo midirabbanan kamo b'nezira shimshon. No, it's Mikar Adin. Adam Neman Al Atzmo.
Why can't you say that it's in this, like, it's in front of Adim, maybe it's in front of Beis Din, it's like a neder that was done with the Asur, which doesn't have
Neder Shehuda Bar Rabim, yeah, we Paskin Neder Shehuda Bar Rabim does have Hatorah. But here, Shavei Anash is, even if it's not in the presence of three, even if it's not in the presence of ten, you still say Shavei Anash Shechatich Adisu. Yeah, that's why they don't suggest like that. Okay, so that's Sif Yud Beis, we know. Sif Yud Beis has two parts to it. One is, Ein Rav Shalechem Makam Shnaim. If you have two Edim, Eid Echad is Neman Bisurim, but he's not Neman to the same extent as two. So if two are contradicting one, so the two win. Whether they are Osir or Mutter, whatever they say, they have more Nemonis than the one. And then the second half of the Sif Yud Beis is that there's a din of Shavei Anash Shechatich Adisu. The reverse is a machlokes hatanoim. If the Edim Omer lo shnayim, that's the name of the perek. Omer lo shnayim, that's the name of the perek. Omer lo shnayim achalta chelev, and he says lo achalti. So that's a machlokes hatanoim, right? So the Gemara brings up this concept, Adam namar alatzim esim emeish, in the context of that. That's where it is increases on that Mishnah, on that sugya. Yeah, it's involved in that Gemara. Sif Yud Gimel is an interesting din. We had the din. We had it when we learned Hilchas Nida, that not only usually the din is Kimashigid Shemin Chayzer Magid, and if it's two Edim who testify in front of Bezin and then they want to back out, even if they give a very good Amasla, and the Bezin is pretty much convinced that they're telling the truth, and now that they give the Amasla, so we say Edim cannot back out even with a very good Amasla. But if a person is only Neman based on Shavei Anash Shechaticha Di Yisura, then the Gemara says in Ksuvah Zav Chabez, he can't back out with an Amasla. What about Eidech Nevim Bisurim? So that was a shayla that Shmuel asked Rav, and Rav Paskin, Eidech Nevim Bisurim also. The wife says, Tamei Anilah. The wife says that she's a Nida. Then the next day she says, I was not a Nida, and she gives a whole explanation that seems to be satisfactory. The Bezin thinks that it's a good Amasla. It's a valid explanation why she told Sheka yesterday. So we Paskin like Rav, Mikra Adin, that Eidech Nevim Bisurim can back out with an Amasla. So there in Hilchas Nida, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim, that's only if Loi Lobshet Bigdei Nidusa. The husband came home from the office and the wife says she's a Nida. Wife, she's walking around in the street. In the days of the Tanoim, they used to wear different clothing when they were Nida, when they were Torah, because they had to advertise to the whole community that they were Nida. Even the single girls had to advertise that they're Nida. Everyone had to go to Mikvah. Whatever they touch, whatever they sit on, is going to be the chair, the bed, everything is going to, all the clothing, all the plates, all the food, everything is going to become Tameh. So the people have to know whether they're Tomei or Tohar. Today, the whole issue of going to mikveh is only lahatil abayla. So it's a very private thing. And no go lahastil el tfilosim. It's not a shulchan aruch. The women don't tell all the neighbors when they're going to mikveh. But bizman atanoim, it was relevant for everybody in the neighborhood. Everybody had to know whether the woman is Tohar or Tomei. So there used to be lovsha big denidusa. So it says in the Rishonim, based on the Gemara, if Lopsha Big Dini Dusa, and she's walking around in the street, she's advertising to the whole neighborhood that she's a Nida. Then the next day, she tells the husband it's not true, and the reason why I did it was because I was tired, and I didn't have the courage to be with you. So then it's a Shvacha, we don't accept such an Amas. Where did they get this distinction from? Where does the Gemara have such a Svara? That the Amasla is only good to back out if it's bedibur, but if the person did a ma'isa, that's not a valid amasla. So we showed it's a gemara cheskas abatim, where the gemara talks about hoidoas baldin. The gemara quotes the Mishnah in the last parak in Ksubas. Person makes a hoidoas baldin and then he backs out with an amasla, so he's neman to back out. But if originally when he made the hoidoas baldin, he goes ahead and he does a ma'isa. That's dumb. I claim that you stole my field, and then someone asks me an eitzah, should I buy the field? And I say, yeah, go buy the field. It's a very nice field. It used to belong to me. Then later on, after he buys the field, I bring him to a din Torah that he has my stolen field. So he said, what do you recommend I should buy it to? I say, because he's such a gangster, I want to bring him to din Torah. He'll never listen. You're an easygoing guy. I know you're an honest guy. I'll bring you to din Torah. You'll give me back the field. So the Gemara says, that's a good amaslam. Unfortunately, people will give an Eitzarua to someone else if it's L'tayv Asi. If it's at my benefit, I'll give you an Eitzarua. I'll tell you to buy the field from the Ganav in order that I should be able to get it back from you. Harishin Hasheni Noechli, Harishin Kosheh Himenu. The second guy is easygoing, and the first guy is too hard to deal with. So the Gemara says that's only if I gave him an Eitzarua by the field. What if not only did I give him an Eitzarua, I'm Eirer ala Sadeh, I claim he's a Ganif, he stole my field, and then when you bought the field from him, I signed the Shtar Mechira. So if I signed the Shtar Mechira, that's implicitly a Hidos Baldin, that he has the right to sell the field to you. Then later on, I turn around and I say, Hashein in Nechle, Harishin Koshe Emenu, that's my Amasla. I'm backing out from the Hidos Baldin. So Gemara says, come on. Give him a bit, unfortunately, people will do. Dibura Kovit, of a Maisa, to go ahead and sign on the Shtar, that's too much. To say you can farem for a Maisa, like the Amasla, that's too much. People wouldn't do that, that's not acceptable. So that's what's assumed over here. The husband comes home from work and the wife says, Tamei Ani Loch. So she can back out the next day with an amasla. But if love should big day nidu, so she walked around in the street and the whole public knows, that's too much to farem for away. So that's the kasha that all of the mefarshim ask over here. And see if you gimel, the shoychet shechts a lot of behemoths in one day, shechts a lot of chickens, and then in order to know which is treif and which is nevela treifa, so they make a big X, they take the knife and they make a big X on the hide to know that this one is not kosher. They made an X, all the others are kosher, this one is not kosher. Comes the end of the day, instead of telling them they should sell it to the non, to the A&P, to the non-kosher meat, the shochet says, I want that flesh. They say, but you put a mark on it. You made a big X that it's an Avela Trefer. He says, no, this was the fattiest animal. This is the most geschmack. They were all shchita kshera. I made a mark in order that they shouldn't sell it. They're not going to sell it for kosher if I put a mark. And truth of the matter is that it's really the fattiest behemoth. And you look and it seems to correspond to reality. It sounds like he gave a good explanation. So here it says in Shulchan Aruch, Kivin Shunasna Masl Advar of Neman, and Edechot Kemichozer Magid Adi Amasl. So here's where the Taz and Chabbeis asked the Kasha, but there in Hilchas Nida we pask, and you can only back out with an Amasla if you only in Kuf Pei Zayin. You can only back out with an Amasla if you only did Dibur, but if you did a Maisa, you cannot back out. No, here he made an X. Today they make a big X on the hide. So here he did a maisa. So you should say that she's not neman. The shochet should not be neman to back out. So that's what the standard nice kalim say. No, over here the maisa wasn't the reason why we distinguish between a dibur and a maisa. That dibur is reasonable. That's a valid amasla. And Amaisa, it's unreasonable. Why did she go through the whole pantomime of putting on Big Day Nidus and advertising to the whole public? It wasn't necessary. But over here, it was necessary. The only way for the shochet to prevent the butcher from selling the flesh to the other customers is by making a mark. He's going to say, please save it for me at the end of the day. He'll get another customer earlier in the day. Why should they save it for the shochet? So if the Amasla is a valid Amasla, can really explain away Amaisa as well. That's the accepted pshat here in the Shulchan Aruch. What's in Sifu? Dalet shechet shehed ol eidechot sheshochet shaloi kehoigen v'hu makhisha. What's the din if you have eidechot keneged eidechot? The shechet shechts an animal and he says that it's kosher and he gives it to the butcher that he should sell. Then another guy comes to the butcher shop and he stands in front of him and says, don't buy the flesh. I was watching when the shechet shechted it and he didn't shecht properly. So whom do you believe? It's Eidechot Keneged Eidechot. In Sif Yud Beis, it's Ein Dvav Shalechem Amakim Shnayim. There are two Eidim who say that he did Shecht, and he denies it, and he says, I didn't Shecht. So if it's 2-1, it's 2-1, so the two have Naman. It's Ein Dvav Shalechem Amakim Shnayim. Here it's Chad Lagab Yichad. It's Eidechot Keneged Eidechot. Shechet Sheheid Olav Eidechot, Sheshochet Sheloi Kegel, Vuhu Makhisho, the Shechet says, not true. So the din is Eidechot Bakcho Shalav Klum, and the Shechet is Naman. The Shechet is believed. Why is Eidechot B'Hakchosh Olav Klum? It's Chad L'Gab Yichad. Why should you say Eidechot B'Hakchosh Olav Klum? So the Taz explained, Taz and the Shach, they both, this is famous. Taz and Sivkot and Chav Gimel and Shach Sivkot and Me'malot, this is very famous. They say, they quote from the Maharik, the source is the Maharik. He quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara says in three different places, Kol Mokom Shemir Atar Eidechot, the Gemara has a din like this. Two of the dinim are derais, and one of the dinim is derab. One of the three dinim is derabonim. The two that are derais are like this. There's a mitzvah of Egla Rufa. If you find a Jewish murdered body in Eretz Yisrael, if a guy dies from a heart attack, there's no mitzvah of Egla Rufa. The guy was murdered. Ki matzeh chalo. Chalo means murdered. Ba'adoma. She'eshan kach nosen l'chal yirishta. Only in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to measure to the cities closest to the chalol, and the closest city has to bring an egg laruf. That's the mitzvah. So the Torah says, a condition, lo noda mihiko. It's not known who the murderer was. What if you have two edim who know who the murderer is? Even though there was no hasra, but still, if two edim know who the murderer is, so there's no din of egg laruf. So the Gemara says, not only if, why should that be so? So the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim explains why. He gives the Maramam in the end of the Maravichon tries to give Tamei HaMitzvahs, tries to give reasons for various mitzvahs. So he suggests that the whole purpose, the whole Tama Mitzvah of Egla Rufa, is to make more consciousness and more awareness that the public should know that the police are looking for a murderer. So someone will probably step up and give some information, like now. They had video cameras all over and they caught this guy who wanted to put off, make the bomb by Times Square. So in the days of the Tanakh, they didn't have video cameras all over the place. So you have to make public awareness. You have to make a tamala. You have to make a whole tumul that people should know the police are looking for a murderer. So someone will step up with some information that if we may put together, piece together different pieces, bits and pieces of information, they'll be able to find the murderer. So what happens if you have two edim who know who the murderer was? So then you don't need the Rambam to say, maybe you don't need the whole din of egel aruf. So then the Gemara, the Tanaim saying the Mishnah is not only if it's lo noda mihiko, that you don't have two edim, even if you have eid echad. If you have eid echad, it says reis yahori. Eid echad is not sufficient to give any death penalty. But still, if you have eid echad, it says reis yahoreg, then you don't bring an egel aruf. What if you have eid echad, it says reis yahoreg, and eid echad says not true, loira isa. I was there with you, and you're making up a story. You didn't see, there was nothing happening. I was there with you the whole time, and you didn't see anything. So the Mishnah says, if it's chad l'gabi chad, so they cancel each other out. Erechad b'akosh alam klumi. So it's considered as if you don't have, it's considered lo noda mihiko. It's considered lo noda mihiko. But what happens if first Erechad comes and says, they put in the newspapers, we found a murdered body. Does anybody know who the murderer was? So one guy comes, steps forward, and he says, Reis Yahorig, I know, it's Pliny. You can't give him the death penalty. I was only an Erechad. And then a day or two go by, then another guy steps, they write in the newspapers that Pliny testified in front of Bezin, Reis Yahorig. Then 2 days go by, 1 or 2 days go by, another guy comes to the same Bezin, and he says, the first guy is a liar, I was there with him, and Loi Roas Yahorig. So the Gemara says, since the one who came first was Neman, if they would have come, Bavasachas, Erechad B'Hakhosh Olav Klum, it's one against one, so they cancel each other out. They neutralize each other, and it's considered Lo Noda Mehiko, and you have to bring an Egla Rufa. But at first the Erechad says Reis Yahoreg, and we accept his testimony, and there's no din of Egla Rufa. Then later on means not Tuch Kedei Diba. That's how Rashi says. Not Tuch Kedei Diba. Tyson says it means that Bezin gave a psak. Okay, this is a detailed question. What's called Bevasach and what's called Bezachazeh? So if afterward, let's say the next day, the Erechad came and said Reis Yahoreg today, and then the next day an Erechad comes and says it's not true what I read in the papers that he saw the Horeg. I was there with him, and he didn't see anything. There was nothing happening at that time. So then the Gemara says, you don't say it's Eid Echad Bakhosh, it's one against one, they neutralize each other. The Eid Echad came, was believed, Komokam Sheminotor Eid Echad, Hare Kan Shnayim, he's believed like two. And then when the Eid Echad comes later and he says, Loira Isa, then I say, Ein Dvar Shalecha B'Mokam Shnayim, is considered as if one against two. So that's one example that the Mishnais have by Reis Yahori by Egel Aruf. The other case that's derais is by Saita. It says, if the woman was kini lo benistera, the aid ain't bought. The aid ain't bought. So the Gemara says there are no two aidim. But if there's aid echud who says reisi shezinsa with the same man, the husband is mekani lishto, he warns his wife, kini means asra. He warns his wife, I think you're having an affair with someone, altistri mishplani. And then she goes ahead and she has stira with that ishplani. And then aid echud comes and he says, I was there in the room and the woman was mezana with that Pliny. If he says she was mezana with someone else, so there's no raglaim ledover. But if he says, yes, the woman was mezana with that man, that the husband was choshed her, she had the kina steer and she was mezana, so then the din is that Eid Echad is believed. He's not believed to give the Einish Misa, but he's believed that you don't have hashkoas ha-saita. The husband can't bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and have a drink to Maim HaMarim, because it says, ve'eid ain't bo. Only if there are no witnesses, if they say Eid Echad, then the Eidechot is believed to establish that the woman is a Saita Vada. What happens if the Eidechot comes and he says, Zinsa, I was there in the room, Zinsa. Another Eidechot comes and he contradicts the first guy. He says, you were not there. I know Bevada, you were not there. Or I was there in the room, also we were both in the next room, we were both looking through the window, nothing happened. The woman was Loi Zinsa, says Eidechot Bakosh, Elav Klumhi. So then she does drink the Mayim Amorim. The Eidechot is believed to say that Zinsa, only if he's not contradicted by another Eidechot. What if first Eidechot comes and he says Zinsa? So the Halacha says he's believed, that's the Gzeres HaKosva. Eidechot is believed by Soito after Kinu Yestira. And then tomorrow an Eidechot comes and says, Loi Zinsa, it's not true. The first Eid who came yesterday is telling a lie. So then the Gemara says, since the Eidechot who came first was Neman, Kishnayim, Komakam Shemina Tare Eidechot, Hare Kan Shnayim, it's a chidush that the Eidechot is believed. We treat him as if he had two, as if it were two Eidim, and the one who comes tomorrow is only Eidechot, so that's Ein Dvar B'Shalechot B'Mokam Shnayim. It's considered as if it's 2-1. So those two cases are Komakam Shemina Tare Eidechot, Hare Kan Shnayim, that's on the level of the Reis. The third case is Midirabbanan by Meis Bailo. Minatoira, you really need Shnei Eidim Alpi Pashtas. Minatoira, you need Shnei Eidim to testify that Meis Baila. Yesterday we said over the Pnei Yeshua with the Narev Yehuda, but that's not the generally accepted opinion. They said it's based on the Gezeres HaKosu, Le'akam Be'echad Be'ish, Avul Be'ish Shekom, Minatoira Eidechot is Nem, and the whole discussion in the Gemara was why the Chachamim weren't Machmim with the Rabbanon, that Eidechot shouldn't be believed by Meis Baila. So the Pasha Pshat and all the Gemaras, all the Rishonim, is not like that Pnei Yeshua and not like the Narev Yehuda, that the Sifrei means something else. It doesn't go on Heter Agunas. So in our Torah, you really need Shnei Eidim to testify that the woman's husband is not alive, that she's allowed to remarry. And with the Rabbanan, they gave an emunah, and Eidechot says, Meis Baila, he's believed. So what happens, and Eidechot comes and he says, I know Meis Baila, I know the husband is dead, and together with Bevasachas, another Eidechot comes and says, this guy is a liar, I was there with him, and it's not true, it's not the woman's husband, he buried someone else. It wasn't the woman's husband, and the first guy keeps on insisting it was the woman's husband. Second guy says, you're lying, it's not true. So the Gemara says, so the Eidechot has said, Meis Baila is not believed. Bo B'Vasach is not believed. But if it's Bo B'Zach Hazeh, first Eidechot comes and he says, Meis Baila. And then the Gemara says, he tiruha li nasi, the Bezin Paskin, she's allowed to remarry. And then after that, then it's called B'Zach Hazeh. By the other two cases, by the Ris Yahoreg, by Egla Rufo, or by the Saita, he says that Zinsa, so there to Shaila Rashi and Tosis, what's the definition of B'Vasachas? What's the definition of Bezach Hazeh? Rashi holds that Bezachas means Terk de Dibur, and Bezach Hazeh means Lachek de Dibur. And Taisus says, no, it's the same definition as over here by Meis Baila. That it depends on Hitiru Linasa, did Bezin give a Psakana? But here for sure, the Gemara says, if the Eidechot comes and says Meis Baila, and he's believed, Midirabbanon, and Ator is not believed, Midirabbanon is believed, the Hitiru Linasa, and Bezin says, we're going to rely on Eidechot, Ois Gepaskin, she's allowed to remarry. And if the Hitiru Linase, then an Eidechot comes and says, Loi Meis Baila, it's not true. I know for a fact the husband is still alive. So then I say, Ein Dvar B'Shalechot B'Mokam Shnayim. The first one who said Meis Baila was Neman Kishnayim. K'omokam Shemir Tor Eidechot Harei Kan Shnayim. And the one who says Fakir tomorrow is Ein Dvar B'Shalechot B'Mokam Shnayim. See, here there's a Tosfos in Krisis. Rabbi Kevege quotes it. But it's a misprint. He gives you the wrong daf. I don't think it's that daf. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It's where's the Gemara Krisis? Hey, it's the first Tosis in Perik Omru Loi. That Perik that we were talking about. Omru Lishnayim Achalta Chelu B'Hoim Loi Achalti. It's the Tosis in the beginning of that Perik. It's daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It's not daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The first Tosis in Perik Omru Loi. So Tosis has such a discussion. Exactly the same as the Mechaber has over here from the Maharik. Eidechot comes and he says that the flesh is kosher. The Shechet Shechtze Beime, and he gives it to the butcher, and he says, this is kosher. Either he says or he implies. He says he should sell it as kosher meat. So Eidechot Dem Emisur. And then a couple of hours later, it's not Turkey Day, but a couple of hours later, and Eidechot comes in front of the store, and he says, he puts up a sign, don't eat the flesh, because today the sheikh had made nevela. And the sheikh said, what are you, crazy? I did a good shechita this morning. It's a shechita ksher, it's not nevela. So since the sheikh had came first, sheikh had first shechted it and he gave it to the butcher that he should sell it. So implicitly Erecha Namim Misurim, he's believed. So you say, Komokim Shemina Torah, Erechod, Harein Kanshnayim. So the Shechid who came first is believed to say, he shechted properly, so the Erechod comes later, and he contradicts the Shechid, it's Bezachazet. So the Erechod later is not believed because the first one is Kishnayim, and the second one is not Kishnayim. So Erechod, Ein Dvarb Shalechod B'Mokim Shnayim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. So that's what the Taz raises an objection, and that's what Tosfos says exactly the same. Tosfos says, even in a simple case, not only in the three cases are where the Gemara has come, Mokim Shemina Torah, Harekan Shnayim. The two cases are the Raisa, by the Egla Rufa, and by the Saita after Kini Astira. He says, Risi Shazinsa, or he says, Risi Ahoreg. And the third case is the case when the Rabbana, that Erechad is Nemet, the same day's bylaw. And that Bo Bezach Hazeh, the other Erechad comes and he contradicts him. So those are the three times that the Gemara has this rule. The one who came first is Nemet Kishnayim, and the one who comes second is only Nemet Keechad. Bein Dvav Shalechad Ben Mokim Shnayim. So Tosfos there increases, Yud Aleph Amaveis, applies it to any case of Erechad Nemet. And whoever came first is Nemet. If they both came Bevasachas, Tochkidei Dibur of each other, or before anybody issues a psak, so that's Bevasachas, I say, Erechad Bakor Shalav Klumi. Erechad Kenegar Erechad, they neutralize each other. But if it's Bezach Hazeh, so the one, whoever came first is Nemet, one who comes second, Nemet, the first, whoever came first is Nemet Kishnai, whoever comes second is only an Echad, Ve'en Dvav Shalechad B'Mokim Shnayim. So here, the Taz quotes the objection from the Ritva that there's room to argue the point and to say, he says, that the Muki Yosef quotes the Ritva. I didn't have the original Ritva. Muki Yosef often quotes the Ritva. The Ran can never quote a Ritva, didn't have a Ritva. But the Muki Yosef often quotes Ritva. So that's sometimes how you can tell. The commentary on the side of the Rif is not always the Ran. Sometimes it's the Rabbeinu Yoina, sometimes the Rabbeinu Yohanesen, and sometimes the Muki Yosef. So if he quotes a Ritva, then it's a dead giveaway that it's not the Ran. The Ran never quotes any Ritvas. Didn't have a Ritva. The Ran and Sanhedrin quotes the Meiri, so they say also. Probably not the Chidush Aran, must be somebody else. The Ran never quotes any Meiris. The Chidush Aran and Sanhedrin quotes a Meir in the second pair. So here the Muki Yosef in Yevamos quotes the Ritva, Komokim Shemina Torah Recharein Kanshnayim, only applies to these three cases. Why in these three cases? Because to say Meis Bailo, you really should have required Shnei Eidim Ksherim. It's an issue of Dovish Abiyerva. They say, Ra'isi HaHoreg, you really should need two Eidim. It's an issue of Dina Nefashis. And to say that Zinsa is also, that's Dovish Abiyerva. That's the original Mokker, that Dovish Abiyerva needs Shnei Eidim. Kimotzab Erva's Dover, Dover Dover Mimamin. Motzab Erva's Dover means you ascertain that the Eishes Ish was Zinsa. That's the original Dovish Abiyerva. We say to establish that a woman is an Eishes Ish or a Pnuya is also Dovish Abiyerva. But the original Pasuk of Dovish Abiyerva is by the Eishes Ish is Zinsa. To say that she's a Saita Asur Abayla. So there the halacha really should have required two Eidim. It's a really a Dovish Abiyerva, Dina Nefashis. And the halacha is Mechadesh, and Echad is believed if he says Reisi Ahorig, or he says Zinsa, or if he says Meis Baila, he's believed. So then, if Bo B'Zach Hazeh, so that's a Chiddush, that the one who came first, Neman Kishnai. The one who comes second is a Dovish Abiyerva. It's weiter a Dina Nefashis case. Say Echad is not believed there. The Torah only gives namanis to the one who says Reisi Ahorig. Someone says Loi Reisi Ahorig, he doesn't have special namanis. He's a plain Echad Neman Bisurim. The man who says Zinsa, after Kinas Dir, the Echad says Zinsa, the Torah gives special namanis. One is going to say Loi Zinsa, that's a plain Dovish Abiyerva. He doesn't have more namanis than an Echad and a Dovish Abiyerva. So that's why you have the Halacha only in those three cases. They call Makam Shemina Torah Echad in these three cases. Harei kan shnayim, he has namanis, and the one Erechad comes later, ain't Rav Shalecha b'makam shnayim, because Erechad is not believed by Dovish Abiyerva, Erechad is not believed by a case of Dina Nefosh. But by Erechad Nemet Bisurim, so why should you say the first one is Nemet Kishnayim? You don't need shnayim. Erechad Nemet Bisurim is Erechad. Why should you say it's Kishnayim? The first one is Nemet to say that it's Kosher, the second one is Nemet to say that it's Treif, even Mizach Hazeh, it's Chad L'Gabicha. So that's what the Taz is Ma'arar over here against the Mechaber. Chab is passing like the Marik, and that's the Tosfos increases Yud Aleph from the base, the first Tosfos in the parent. The Sfasemis and the Chidushim on Krisis has the same tiny against Tosfos. How does that? Like he never heard of this Ritva, he never heard that the Shach and the Taz, the end of Siman Aleph, they all talk about this from outer space. He just flew in from Mars, and he picks on the Tosfos. How do Tosfos have the right to say, I have a Svara to distinguish? So the chidushim of the svasemes were touched up by his son-in-law. Rabbi Yankee Moshe Biederman, I think his name is. So he always has in brackets. So a lot of times the svasemes has a chakira, and the son-in-law will point out it's a machlokes amarayim and tmurim. Or it's a machlokes the Rambam and Tosfos, so it's an offer in the Gemara, an offer in the Mishnah. Sometimes points out it's machlokes atanoim in the Mishnah and tmurim. So here, the son-in-law points out, look in Yeridah, the end of Siman Aleph. That's a whole tumult over here in Shulchan Aruch. The svasemes used to learn in the morning after Shachris, before he took off his talis and tefillin. He used to say he'oris, strong he'oris on Shas, and then they wrote down all the he'oris before they checked everything out. After he passed away, they write in the introduction to the svasemes, they had a shaila whether it's proper to print the manuscript or not, because a part of it is embarrassing. He didn't know Yeridah, the end of Siman Aleph. He didn't know, has a chakira, and then the son-in-law puts in brackets, it's a machlokes hatanoim in the end of Tmurim. So maybe you should leave that out, leave that one out, that it's a machlokes tesis in the Ramat, fazena, and often a gemara, and often a tesis. So I think they say, they asked Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. Rab Chaim said that the havaminas of the sasemis that were there being printed, if he would be alive, he would have edited it himself. But even the mistaken havaminas of the sasemis are kedai to print, and it's not an embarrassment. This is the way Agoyen thinks as a Havamina before he had a chance to check anything up. So they printed it with a psak, that even though it's a little bit embarrassing to him, they printed it with all of these R's. So that's what the Svasemis has, the same taina. Rabbi Kivega points out that Tosis, the beginning of Perek Amrulai, says like the Maharik against the Ritva. So the Svasemis also points out there's what the Dingzach with the Tosis. That's exactly the Ritva's taina against. Here Rabbi Kivega says, over here, he thinks that the din is correct mitam acher. Other achranim say this also mitam acher. That we paskin is in mekuv chav zayin, the second chelik yerdei kuv chav zayin is in the middle of hilchas tam yenum. So most of the dinim are veidecha nem and bisurim. Some of the dinim are here. Here's veidecha nem and bisurim. Starting sif yud aleph, yud beis, yud gimel, yud dalet. The last four sifim in siman aleph about veidecha nem and bisurim. But most of the dinim of veidecha nem and bisurim appear in siman kuv chav zayin. Why in kuv chav zayin? Why shouldn't it be over here? Because the Shulchan Aruch, the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, put everything in the order that it appears in the Gemara. So in Perek HaNizokin, the Gemara has the whole discussion of Erech and Emin Bisurim in a situation where a man was away from home and a Nochri walked into his home and there was a Jew watching, and when the Balabas comes back home, the Jew tells him, Reisi Ploine Shenisach Es Yencha, Reisi Shenisnasach Yencha. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, when do you apply Erech and Emin Bisurim, when not, with respect to Yain Shenisnasach. So since the Gemara quotes all the dinim, and the Rishonim have all the 14 chilukim, the Rosh and the Martcha have the Yud Dalet chilukim dinim about Erech and Emisim, everything is there. Perek HaNizokin in the context of Stam Yenim, so the Shulchan Aruch quoted it in that context. The Rambam took all the Gemaras, which are totally out of order, and he put them back into order again. Put a logical order. And the Tur took all the Rambams, and he put everything back out of order, in the order that they appear in the Gemara. Okay, so you have to know Shas. You have to know Shas in order to be able. You don't have to know Shas to find something in the Rambam. You just think logically, where should it belong, and you'll find it in the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch, you have to know all of Shas in order to know where it's going to appear in the Shulchan Aruch. So you have to know that Erech and Emes Yisurim appears in HaNizokin in the context of Stam Yenim, and that's why it'll be in Kuv Chav Zayin. So in Shulchan Aruch and Sim Kuv Chav Zayin, there's a machlokes the Mechaber and the Ramo, how to read a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Peches. So the Gemara has a discussion, do you apply Erech Adem and Misurim Keneged HaChazaka? A man has a container of Tevel in the house, and he writes on the container, this is Tevel. Don't eat. He leaves instructions for the family, don't eat the food here, this is all Tevel. I was not yet Mafresh Chumasimai. So the guy dies. So we don't know, it's Tevel. Then the sitting Shiva, so the next door neighbor comes and he says, I know for a fact your father was Mafresh Chumasimai. On the sack of Tevel. I was in the house the day before he died. And your father said, he's Mafresh Chumas HaMaisis, and you're going to have to put it into a different container, because this container says that it's Tevel. And he got a heart attack and he died. He didn't have a chance to. So the Gemara says, what's the din? Eidechod keneged cheskas iser. The Tevel is becheskas iser. It has a label on it. This is Tevel. Don't eat it. And Eidechod comes and he says, keneged achazaka. See, if you have an Eidechod, shez, I shechted the behemoth, and the behemah bechayah becheskas iser emere. So the Rishonim all say the erechod is believed because it's biyadai. It's biyadai lishchod. That's what the Gemara says. Erechod keneged achazar can certainly believe whenever it's biyadai. But here, the next door neighbor doesn't have the ability to imafresh trumas amaisvis without authorization from the Bailim. That's one of the Chamisha Loi Troma Bim Tomer Ain Tromasim Truma. Even B'di'evit, you can't be Mafrish Trumas and Maises on somebody else's Tevel. So that's a Shaila in the Gemara. That's an Ibaid Leif Shita, whether Eid Echud is Neman Keneger HaChazaka or not. So the Balei HaTosis read the Gemara Kipshuto. It's an Ibaid Leif Shita, whether Eid Echud is Neman Keneger HaChazaka. And since it's Loi Yipshita, so we go to Chumra. So Eid Echud is not Neman. And it didn't derive, so Eid Echud is not Neman when it's Keneger HaChazaka. That's how the Ramah paskens, like the Balei HaTosis. And the Mechaber follows the Ramban and the Chachmei Svaran, that there was never a suffix in the Gemara. There never was such a suffix. The Gemara was asking, where is the source in Mishnayis that the din appears? Where does it say in Mishnayis or in Brises that Eid Echud is Neman Keneger HaChazaka? So they said, we can't prove it from the Mishnayis. But the din is the din anyway. Eid Echud is Neman even Keneger HaChazaka. There was never a suffix about that. It was never an Ibayid Delev Shita. It was a question, can you prove, can you demonstrate from Mishnayis the authenticity of the din? So you can't demonstrate, but the din is still a din. There never was a suffix about that. So the Ramot Paskins, Eid Echud Keneger HaChazaka Zein HaNeman. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says over here, and others say like that. When you have Eid Echud comes and he says, the Shechet Shechts the Behemah, the chicken, and he says it's kosher, and he gives it to the butcher, you can sell it, kosher. Then 2 hours later, the other Eid Echud comes and he starts making a whole demonstration in front of the butcher store, don't buy the flesh today. I was watching when the Shechet Shechts, and he made it Nevela. But for the last hour, we were assuming, based on the fact that the Sheikh had said first, Sheikh had said an hour ago that this is kosher. So the second Eid Echud is called Eid Echud Keneged HaChazaka. The one who comes first wins, not because whoever comes first is Hamida Komokim Shemida Tere Echa Rekan Shnayim, and the one who comes second is Eid Echud, and Ein Dvarb Shalecha B'mokim Shnayim. No, the one who comes first, we accept what he said, that it's kosher, and that we're selling the meat in the store. So the meat already became b'cheskas hetter. Whoever comes first will establish the chazakah. So after an hour or two of assuming that the flesh is kosher, then the other Eid Echud comes and he says it's all nevela. So that's a b'china of Eid Echud keneged hachazakah. That's why the first one wins. Eid Echud, the second one is not neman because Eid Echud keneged hachazakah ain't a neman.
Not a baldover?
A baldover, yeah.
We can establish a
chazaka
even based on someone who's totally not
Neman. Well, why is he not Neman? The Shechet is always Neman to say he Shechted properly. He's always Neman to say he Shechted properly. You're asking a stomach question. Why is a Shechet Neman to say I Shechted properly? They know the Ben Atzman, there's no one else there. Acher is Shechted, you have to have Acherim Roy Moisa. But an adult who's not a Chashud is Neman to say I Shechted properly. So you're asking, why don't you say a Baldover is not Neman?
To make money.
Some Rishonim hold, Pnei Yeshua holds like this, and some the Shulchan Gibbon quotes such an opinion. Eid Echud Neman Bisurim doesn't apply to a Baldover. So that's the question. Why not say that the Shechet is a Baldover? So the answer is not called a Baldover. If he would throw the knife to hit a target, he would accidentally shecht the chicken or the behemah, it would also be a good Shechita. So that's not called a Baldover. Baldover is the case in the Mishnah is when the woman says, the Shvuya says she wasn't Nensa. So that's the case. That's a baldover because to participate the nivul alenochri is asur lekuna. So she has to participate even bal karcha. But sof kol sof she's participating in the maisa. So she's the balamais. But over here the shechet you don't need kavana leshchita. So that's we assume the shechet is not called a baldover. Shechet has no manas to say he shechted properly.
Even though he might be doing it machmas mama.
That's the din. And the ger bedover is kosher. And the ger is no good by bezdin. And the ger, whenever you need two eating sherem, and the ger bedover is no good. But the ger bedover is always neman. The butcher is always neman to say that the food is kosher. He wants to sell all the meat. He's very interested in selling all the meat. So the ger bedover is kosher by rechadem b'misurim, and the ger is kosher.
Why is it only a kosher if he's makas if it wasn't shechted at all, or if the teva wasn't nitkan at all, but if the other eats says it wasn't shechted properly, so then you don't have a raya from the.
Then you get to which din? Eid Echud Keneged HaChazaka? What is he commenting on? On the Shachar and the Tas? On the Mechaber, Eid Echud HaKosher Lav Klum. On the Mechaber?
Right.
Yeah, Eid Echud HaKosher. ולכן חוק ויעשו הבן ומידד שגם הם לנך אלו לפי דברי המקר שעשה שחיתו שלו כהוגן ממש ועשה סור המין והתור גם לפי דברי המקר שעשה שלו כהוגן שם חומר כגון שהיה פחס מכשיר שיר שחי בסוף השחיתו שכבר נשחתו זה ועדה השחית נאמון וואי וואי ועוד מפי זדה את המחל בן המסע שמקריך אני שחט אותו שלו כהוגן כן, הוא מיר על בהם הזו שלהם ישחטו בדס אני יש להחמר למשל חתם בבשוע פלוינה שחטתי בהם הזו ואיד אחד מקריש אמר לא שחט אותו בהם הזו כי כל שוע פלוינה אז זה ידע מתוך ידך הריש הנאמן הגוף השחית לא חוקש I'm not sure. There were the Zendit Hamashrotza Hashaf, while we read the Divri Hamachar Bekanshin, Divri Magdim, Divri Rosh, Perak and Izok, and Divri Amot, Perak Isha. Im Shemra, Shemra, Kisha, Shalom, Niskan, Hateva, Klau, Eno, Emeshem, Niskan, Shalot, Kohogan. I'm not sure what he says. I don't know. I didn't see the Dog of Ravam. I have to take a look. Don't know. Anyway, so this is a famous Mechaber. Here, the Mechaber again, just because Mechaber quotes the Maharik, that you apply the rule called Mok Mishamina Torah Dechad, Reikan Shnayim. So the Rishon has Namon, whoever came first has Namon is Ketrei. And the one who comes second only has Namon is Ketrei. And Ein Dvarab Shalechad B'Mok Mishnayim. If it's a contradiction between one and two, so you accept the testimony of the two. So the Maharik applies it even to a plain old case of Eidechad Nem Yisurim. The same as the Taisus increases on Daf, whatever word there, Daf Yudalef on the base, and the Taz raises the objection, Rabbi Kiveg raises the objection, that maybe according to the Ritva, it's not so. You shouldn't apply Kol Mokom to Eid Echad Nemisur. Should only apply to those three special cases. Then Rabbi Kiveg says, but maybe the din should be correct, Mitam Acher, that the one who comes second should be considered Eid Echad Keneged HaChazok. Okay, good enough for Sif Aleph. Let's see, for Simen Aleph. What's in Simen base? Shchita Sakum Nevela. So we had a machleika as the Rambam and Tosfos, why it's Nevela. Afilu hukot nafilu eino oibed avadizor, kigun ger toshav, afilu acherim roim oisoy. See the, what do you mean afilu hukot, even though he's not oibed avadizor? So that's the chiddush that the Rambam holds that the reason why it's also to eat Shchita Sakum is not based on Bar Zvicha. The Rambam doesn't hold in the din of Bar Zvich. The Rambam says the reason why it's osur is because v'kor lochove chaltam izivchoi, that if a nochri is shechting the shem of a zor, then it comes to kruvis, then it's really osur bano. If he's not outright consciously shechting the shem to kruvis, but subconsciously, then we would say stamach sheva sakum la a zor. We don't accept that opinion in the Tanoim. One Tana in the Mishnah is the end of the second parak of Chumash says Stamach Sheva Sakum Lavid Zara, and he holds that all Shechita Sakum is also Bano because it's Mamish Tikruva. So therefore we don't go. We don't assume that he's every Stamach Sheva Sakum he's so from. He's always thinking the Shem Lavid Zara. They're not so from. He's subconsciously maybe he's thinking about it, but not consciously. But the Rambam holds that subconscious thinking that's enough to Asa Bachila, not Bahano. That's what leads the Rambam to say that when the Mishnah says Matame b'masa, it's only made the Rabbanon. Like Avodah Zarah is Matame b'masa, it's only made the Rabbanon. It's not a din that I'm acquainted to. It says Matame b'masa is a din deraisa. Because you need a bar zvicha. If the one who shechted is not a bar zvicha, so ein shchitos or shchita. It's like mesa me'leha. So it's Matame b'masa made the Rabbanon. Minatar acquainted to. It says, and according to the Rambam, is not so. The Tamei B'masa, the Rambam says, Yeroi Li thinks that that's only a din with the Rabbanon. Like Tumas Avodah Zarah is only with the Rabbanon. So according to the Rambam, that the Issur of Shechita Sakam is because Tamach Sheva Sakam L'Avodah Zarah, subconsciously thinking about Avodah Zarah. So what if he's a Ovi Kechavim Kotten, a little kid, he never participated in Avodah Zarah, should really be Mutter, but that's the halacha that it's still us. That's what the Shach explains.
Maybe he's not
okay. So nonetheless, that's the Chiddush, that it still is Nevela. Then the Rambam writes, the Shach, the long Shach base quotes, V'geder Godol Gidre B'dobah Zeh, that even a Nochri, who's not, clearly not an Ovid Ovid Zeh, is still us. So that's the question, how do you read the Lashon Rambam? V'geder Godol Gidre B'dobah Zeh. Sounds like the rabbis, that's how the Kes Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, they learn that Pshat in the Rambam is that it's Gzeirah the Rabbanon. get a gadol gidra b'davar zeh. The rabbanon they declare that even a guy who's not avid avid zara is also nevela. So that's the shaila. What kind of a nochri is he talking about that it's only midirabbanon? So the Shach quotes that there are two girsis. He has two editions of the Rambam. And one edition of the Rambam says afilu ger toishav, who's a nochri shchitos in the veli. The other girsa has afilu kusi. Now there's a big difference. The ger toishav is a nochri. He's not Jewish. He's kibbul all of not to worship Avodah Zarah, not to violate the Sheva mitzvahs v'nech. But bottom line, he's not Jewish. The kusi, we paskin bottom line kusin geri emesein. It was a machlekes in the days of the Tanam. We paskin kusin geri emesein. But in the days of Rab Meir, we had Rabbi Gamliel, Rab Meir, Rab Bami, Rab Basi. There were guys in the Rabbanon that it should be Dina Kakum. So the Shach says, when the Rambam writes, get a God of Gidri B'davazeh, and the Noisi Kelim, the Kesa Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, assume that the Rambam meant Midi Rabbanon. Who is Midi Rabbanon? A Nochri who doesn't worship Abed Azor. So the Shach says, no, a Nochri, even if he's a Ger Toshav, that should be Shchitos and Nevela Minator. Kusim. The Kusim is only a Gzera that Rab Meir was Gozer Alein because he saw Motsu. And they made exera on all of the kusim. So the Shach understands that the kusim is only with the Rabbanon, and that's when the Rambam says God of God will give you. The more correct reading is that nusach. He has Tfus Venetia and a different edition, two different editions of the Rambam. He thinks the more correct reading is that the kusi is with the Rabbanon. That's questionable because we already mentioned there was a big machlekes harishonim regarding the kusim. When it says lozaz misham ashasam ka'akum uram l'chol divrayim, does it only mean there were guys on the kusim lechumre the dina ka'akum, or do you say bein l'kul lebein l'chum? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is the end of Nida. It's quoted on the side of Eben Ezer when they talk about a nochri shekidi shisha bizman hazeh. So they talk about what a kusi shekidi shisha bizman hazeh. Can you use the kusi as the Shabbos goy? Can you sell a chametz to the kusi? So you say kusim gozer aleim dina kak, maybe it's only lechumra, not lekula. So the Rambam writes bein lekula bein lechumra. When there were goys on the kusim, it wasn't the din derabbanan that's only lechumra. There were goys on the kusim, and they're no longer metame be ohel. They're only metame be maga be masa. So the Rambam is beferish that the kusim is a din deraisa. So the Shach, the way the Shach is interpreting the Rambam, it's in contradiction to that pirush HaMishnayis like Rambam. Every so often you have a contradiction between the Pirush HaMishnayis and the Mishnah Torah. Once in a while, look, the Rambam is entitled to change his mind. He's a human being. Everybody changes their mind once in a while. So it could be that it's a contradiction, but that's a shtickle problem. That's why Rav Soloveitchik said that it's possible to read in the Rambam v'geder gadol gidra b'davar zeh, that the Rambam didn't mean that it's a gzera d'rabbanan. He meant that it's a din d'raisa. Where do you have a lashon? A geder? A geder is a siog. Same word. Siog, say siog latar. Geder. Geder gadol means the raisa. So he said, yes. You have, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you have the Mishnah, opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that it says, Anshek Nesagadol Heimamu Shlosha Dvarim. So one of the Shlosha Dvarim was, Asay Siog LaTorah. So then you have the Avos, the Rav Nosson, is like a Tosefta that elaborates on the Mishnahis. So the Avos, the Rav Nosson writes there, on that Mishnah, Asay Siog LaTorah. Ezi Siog Shosis HaTorah LiDvareho. You say, call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein the Rasid Tikkun. With the Rabbanon, you should make Gzeris pattern after the Gzeris that the Torah made. Where do you find that the Torah made a Gzera? So the Ovis Rav Nosson gives you two examples. One is, the Nazir is not permitted, and it's a Medrash Rabban Parshas Nosso also, by the Nazir. The Nazir, we don't want the Nazir to drink wine. We don't want him to get drunk. Okay, we understand. But what's going to happen already? If he's going to eat grapes, he's not going to get drunk from eating grapes. So the Ovis Rav Nosson has that Medrash that appears in the Medrash Rabban Nosso also. So it gives that example that the Torah wants to prohibit the Nazir from drinking wine, and then as a siog, the Torah prohibits he shouldn't even eat grapes. So that's a mashal of a siog deraisa. That's a nisa deraisa, it's not a nisa deram. So you see there's such a thing as a siog deraisa. Then the Avos Rav Nosson gives another mashal, also appears in the Medrash. Torah says, Valisha benidus to mashal lo sikra, benesh ish. You shouldn't be mizana with an esh ish or a nido oli arais. What about if he's going to dance with the Eishes, he's going to hug her, he's going to kiss her, he's going to do everything but the actual act of Gilei Arais itself. So the Torah says, Lesikr v'legal zervi. You're not allowed to do Kira Bosa. That's maybe the day Easter. So that was, we learned, that was a Machlekes, the Rambam, we learned Hilchas Nida. That was Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether that's a Nisa Deraisa, Nisa Derabanan. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Mishnah Torah, right, said that Kira Basa Derachibos and Nisa Deraisa. And the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees. He thinks that the Kira Basar is only the Rabbanan. So this, Obis the Ramnasan, is Alti Pashtus Beferish, like the Rambam. He gives an example. We should pattern all of the Siyogim that we want to make, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kain the Raisa Tikkun. We should pattern it after those Siyogim. It could well be that just like the Obis the Ramnasan are telling us that there's such a thing as a Siyog the Raisa, Yosef Engel has a whole essay where he rattles off another 25 cases of the Siyog Deraisa. So it could be that that's what the Rambam meant. The Gedda Gadol Gidra B'Dovizah doesn't necessarily mean that it's Midi Rabbanon. It means that it's also Deraisa. It's a Loit Plug Deraisa as a Siyog Deraisa.
What if Zavitcher called you get Malchus for reading
Gazayas? Yeah.
Because isn't that Medeik, isn't the Rambam Medeik not like that? The Rambam in the previous Halacha says Shkutas and Nevela.
Yeah.
And Beloka Halacha.
Yeah.
But the next Halacha just says Nevela, he doesn't do it.
That's what the Shach is assuming, that the next halach is only the Rabbanan. So Rav Soloveitchik thought not so. He thought that it was the Reis. If I'm not mistaken, I think he said that the Rav Chaim thought like that.
Why the
Gidra
was
less than Rabbi? Gidra, but the Rabbi said that even a Nochri who's not Rebbe Rabbi Nizol is also included, but it's included in Atar. We don't necessarily have to assume that is the Rabbanan. So the Shach assumes not so. The Shach assumes that the Shach assumes like the Kesem Mishnah, Lacha Mishnah, that phrase Gadol Gidra B'Dovizah means Midi Rabbanan. Then he gets involved in the two editions of the Rambam, which is the more correct version, where it goes on a Kusi, which he said that's only Midi Rabbanan. That we all know that's only Midi Rabbanan. We all know that according to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, that's their Isa, because the Rambam says the Bein L'Kula Bein L'Chumah. So the Shach assumes Kusi is only the Rabbanan, and. And the Gerat Toshev is a Goy Gomer, just that he's not Oved Avodah Zarah. So the Shach is prepared to say that the Gerat Toshev is an Issa Deraisa, Shechitas and Nevela Min HaTorah. And the Kusi, that'll be Shechitas and Nevela Min HaRabbanan.
You should tell you by Kusim that are Oved Avodah Zarah, not Oved Avodah Zarah, that the one that is Oved Avodah Zarah is Deraisa, and one that's not Oved Avodah Zarah is HaRabbanan. The Ram specifically says Kusi Sheino Oved Avodah Zarah, so that has to be HaRabbanan.
Yeah. Yeah, one who is Ovid Avodah Zarah, so then it's like like if a Jew is an Ovid Avodah Zarah, that's the Sif later. If you have a Mumal Chal Shabbos Befer Hesia, that's in Sif Hey, or Mumal Avodah Zarah. So Dina Kakam Ishchitas and Nevela. So the Shach assumes that that's a din deraisa. Shach assumes that's a shaila. Let's say mumal avodah zarah din kakum, mumal chal shabbos b'fasi din kakum, apikor is din kakum. So shchitas and nevela, that's a din min haTorah. That's a din min derabbanan. So the Shach and Tezayin assumes that that's a din min haTorah. And the lo kahabach shekasav the shchitas ain asur elam derabbanan. The Bach thinks that some of these people is only Midi Rabbanan. So the simple reading of it, that's how the Shach wants to say. A Kusi is actually Avid Avodah Zarah. So that's Mumal Avodah Zarah Dina Kakum in HaTorah. So that would be Shritos and Nevela. If he's a Kusi, he's not Avid Avodah Zarah, then he understands in the Rambam that it's only Gazra Aleh Midi Rabbanan. That it's only Midi Rabbanan that is Dina Kakum. That's what we pointed out, but the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah says not so. Could be the Rambam changed his mind. Nah. Let's say a Jew who's a Mumal Avodah Zarah is not Mitami Be'ohel. No. A Jew is Mumal Dina Ka'akum, is Dina Ka'akum L'chumra, but not L'kula. We say he has both Dinim, he has a Din Ki'isol and a Din Ka'akum, and it's a tight that it's Asri, so he always goes L'chumra. He treated it as if it's a Sufik. If you have a kusi, his Ovid Avodah Zarah is a dina kakum legamre ben lahakam ben lahachmas. It's not like a Yisrael mumer. Yisrael mumer is mitami ba'olam. Here on this.
What do you say by the Haseres Hashvatim? It's even lahakam.
Yeah, by the Haseres Hashvatim, that's mefurish in the Gemara that it's even lahakam. So that's the pasuk. So the Gemara quotes in the end, the last daf in the first parak in Yivam, the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Shreyosa Bashem Bagodu Kiborim Zorim Yolodu. So some Rishonim hold that Gzeres HaKos, it was a Hirasha once in the history of the world, that the Aseres HaShvatim lost the Kedushas Yisrael. So there it's Bein L'Hakel, Bein L'Hachma is no longer, they're no longer Metami B'Oil, after Mekadosh and Isha, Ein Choshesh and L'Kiddushin, and you can shave off their payas if you're a barber, and you can sell L'Chametz to them, you can use them as your Shabbos goy. But in any other case, not. This Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah, the end of Nida, extends it. He seems to assume that any group of Jews, any sect of Jews who float away so far away from mainstream Judaism that it doesn't correspond, doesn't look like they're Jewish people. So any group like that become Dina Kakam based on the same pasuk, Bashem Bagadu, Kibbarim Zar Miolodu, and that's Bein L'Hakel, Bein L'Hachman, that's a Din Deraisa. And then the Goyinim were of the opinion, they even go further. Any one individual Jew who converts to another religion, just if he doesn't convert officially, just worships Avodah Zarah, Mechal Shabbos, or he becomes an atheist, whatever, then it's Dina Kakam L'Chumra, not L'Kula. But any Jew who officially converts to another religion, then the Shita Sargonim is that he loses his Kedushas Yisrael, Bein L'Hakel, Bein L'Hachmer. And if he's Mekadosh and Isha, she should really be Eina Mekudeshes. The Gemara says that a Yisrael Sheheimer Dosa, a Jew who converts to another religion, is Choshishim the Kedushan Achal. So the Goyim say it's only a Chumra Midirabon. Minatoyr it's Takanat Chal. Because once he converts to another religion, he loses the Kedushas Yisrael. Also based on that Pasuk, Bashem Bagadu, Kibbarim Zarim Yolod. That's the Tshuva that the Sridi Esh has. He shows the three different shitas that the Pashup shot in the Gemara, that Pasuk is a Hirasha only for the Aseres HaShvatim. That's what the Novi is talking about. Bashem Bagod, the Kibbarim Zarim Yolod. And the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is indeed extends it to any group of Jews who float away so far from mainstream Judaism. And the Goyim extended it even to any Jew who became a Meshumet, who officially converted to another religion. If he's just Doiva, Kola Tarakula, but he never officially converted, so then the Pasuk does not yet apply. Then he says, Dina Kakam only L'Chumra, not L'Kula. But if he officially converts, that's how the Goyim say. That's how the Chasam Sefer says, and that's how the Meiri says, and that's how the Goyim themselves say. Only Heimer Dosai, only if he converted officially to another religion. So then the Gzeres HaKasa B'Hashem Bagadu applies. There is a din in Stam Yenam if a Nochri handles wine. So Stam Yenam is also B'Shti, a din with the Rabbanim. Mishum B'nai Seim, we're afraid that it may lead to intermarriage. So the other prohibition of Mishum B'nai Seim is Bishalakam and Pasakam is also Mishum B'nai Seim, so it's also B'Shti, also B'Achil, also B'Shti. But Pasakam and Bishalakam is also B'Hanoa. See, the Chachamim, Taisis points out, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Tes and Beis, on the first Mishnah, Eilid, there are three Mishnayis in a row. First Mishnah lists off, Eilid Ram Shal Nochrim, Asurim, Isurim, Isa Hanoa. The following foods are Asa Banoa, you're not allowed to buy from the guy. Then Eilid Varm Asurim, Isurim, Isa Achila, Mutta Banoa. Then the third Mishnah, 10 blot later, has Eilid Ram Shal Akam Amutta. You can buy honey from any Nochri, and you have the right to assume that it's kosher. So in the opening Mishnah says, Eilid Ram Shalak Masurim Yisurim Yisanoa Stam Yenim is Asa Bano. So Tosis explains there. Really, Stam Yenim should have only been Asa Bishtia. Mishum B'nai Seim should be the same as Bishalakam and Pasakam. So why do they Asa Bano? There's a far-fetched possibility maybe the Nochri was Menasech the Ayin Lavadizor. So because of that Chashash, they would never make a Gzeira to Asa Stam Yenim. Ois getrachten a Sofek. From outer space, that the maybe in the Hechatesa, that the Nochri is Menasech L'Avodah Zarah. But since anyway they had Aser B'Shtia because of B'nai Seim, that's a real Chashash. If you'll permit people to drink wine manufactured by Nochri, we're concerned, a real serious concern, that may lead to intermarriage. And once they were Asering already, so they Asered even B'Hanoah. So therefore, not only did they Aser B'Hanoah, let's say the Nochri is going to handle wine that was manufactured by a Jew. So there's no chashash mishum b'nai seim. If I want to marry the boss of the company, I'll marry Mr. Kerem's daughter. I'm not going to marry the waiter's daughter. The waiter doesn't have wine to pour unless someone pays for the wine. Mr. Kerem manufactures the wine. The guy is going to pour kosher wine. So there's no chashash mishum b'nai seim. I'm not going to marry the waiter's daughter just because he knows how to pour wine. So the reason why Nochri, who handles kosher wine, makes a treif, is because of the chashash of nisuch. It's not because of the chashash of b'nai seim. That's the Gemara, that's the Taisa explains. So it says in the second Chelek Yeridei, when you have all the dinam of Stam Yena, Maga Akum, Asas, so what if you have a Jew who's an Apikoris? Apikoris Dina Ka Akum. So if he handles wine, even though he doesn't believe in any religion, doesn't keep any religion. But since that was the Gzeira de Rabbanon, Akum handles wine, he asks it b'shtiyah. So if an apikores dinik akum, if he handles wine, so it's also b'shtiyah. So they give you examples in Shulchan Aruch. Was haista an apikores? One who doesn't believe in the kori ha'amun. So what if the person doesn't believe in termen hashamayim? Was haista an apikores? Then the Mechaber quotes a Rashba. What if someone doesn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh Min HaShemayim? He believes in Torah Shebechzah Min HaShemayim. He thinks that the whole Torah Shebal Peh was invented by the rabbis. So the Mechaber writes a Rashba that that's called an Apikoros Din HaKakum. So Makshim HaOilom, the Chazanish quotes the famous Chazanish in Simei Beis, in Chelek Yerideya. Makshim HaOilom, the Gemara talks about the Kusim. The Kusim didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, that was Min HaShemayim. He have over here Siftes. Zduki or by Susi. They don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. The Kusim, we have already fixed them. We already took care of them. Dina Kakma, so we pushed them off. But the Zdukim and by Susim, we never made Xeri against them. So it says, Zduki by Susi, Shchitosa Masura, and then came Shochta Bacherim of the Magabe, Gambot Kalai Masak, and have the din like the Kusim used to be. Koidim Akzera. Because the Tzdukim and the Baisusim is the same as the Kusim. They don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. So according to the Mechaber in Hilchas Tam Yeinam, one who believes in Torah Shebechsam and Hashemayim, those who believe in Torah Shebal Peh, so he's an apikoros din hakakum, and he asks Yain b'magoy. Even though he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, he doesn't worship any religion. Oh, he is Jewish. It's talking about he follows Torah Shebechsam, just doesn't follow Torah Shebal Peh. So that's halacha, apikoros din hakakum. So if it's din hakakum, so what does it help if Acherim Ra'im Oysam? Then it's good. How can it be good? But apikor is dina kakum. So the Chazanish has two terutz in Mandikasha. So one terutz he gives is based on a Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim. The Rambam quotes the din apikursim amaridim aloy malim. That if you have an apikoris in the community and he's disrupting the religious growth of the community, because he always tumbles with his apikursis, so you're not allowed to shoot him biadayim, ritzicha bekum ve'aseh zasa, maridim v'lo malim. You're permitted to do gram ritzicha, to put him, lower him down into a bor and leave him there, and let him die from starvation, or lo malim, if he's stuck in a bor and he's screaming, help him get out of here, so you're not mukhif to help him get out. The Chazanish points out that that's based on bez makmiyan shen shalom en adin lohayro ashor l'migda milsa, if you think you'll accomplish something major by getting this guy out of the community. And Bizman Hazeh just wouldn't work. Bizman Hazeh, there's so many apikus, what are you going to take more than half of the community and read them like Malat? It doesn't work, so the whole thing doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Only applies when it makes sense. Doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, obviously. Okay. So the Chazanish, so the Rambam writes over there in Hilchas Mamrim, he talks about Zoka Mamre, one who goes against the Bez Nagol. So he says, Zaka Mamre is only a person who believes in the Torah and he paskins against the Bez Nagol. But what if he doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh? Then it's a different story. It's an Apikores and Maridim Alo Malim. We have a different way to treat him. So the Rambam says, this din, Maridim Alo Malim, this punishment, Bez Makam Yanshu Shloim and Adin, Lohiro Asho, the Migda Milsa, if we think we're going to improve the religious growth of the community by getting rid of the Apikursim, that's only the Dorishan of the Apikursim. But the Dor Sheni, they were brought up by their parents. The parents never gave him a Jewish education. They never taught him any Amunah, so it's not their fault. Their parents who saw from a Yidden, they knew what Yiddishkeit was all about, and they decided to be out to the Tarbus Roh. So they're apikursim b'mezid, so they deserve an oinosh amarinim v'lamal. But the Dor Sheni, they were brought up with a faulty education, so you don't have this penalty. This penalty is bez makamiyan shen shloim en adin. You don't have the penalty. So the Chazanish suggests, perhaps, on Teretz and Nikasha, how can it say that Zduki by Susi today, as the same din as the Kusim, is Mana Mishneh, that Shchitosik Sheref Acherim Roi Moisim, just don't have them on it. How can it be? But they don't subscribe to the Torah Shabbal Pen. The Mechaber writes in Ilchus Tam Yenam, one who doesn't believe in Torah Shabbal Pen, Min HaShemayim is an Apikoros Din HaKakum, and that says Yayim Imagoy. So the Chazanish suggests maybe, just like the Rambam said, that the Dor Sheni, who were brought up in ignorance, their parents never educated them. So the Rambam says that you don't punish them. So maybe the same din would apply over here as well, that apikoros din hakakum is only an oinish, sort of an oinish midirabbanan. That's not a real din deraisa. It's an oinish midirabbanan, and you only deserve the punishment if you were an apikoros b'mezid, if it's your fault. You were the one who was yotzei the tarbus ro. But if you were brought up with a poor education, your parents never gave you the right education, so not only do you not say Marinim Ulam Malim, that's clearly an Oinish, that's Makam Yonshin Shleim and Adin, he doesn't even have the din of Dina Kakam, because Dina Kakam itself is an Oinish Midirabbanim. So it doesn't deserve an Oinish if it's Beshege. That's one teretz that the Chazon Ish gives. How can the Gemara say the Kusim? Bizman HaTanoim, the Kusim Ushchitosim Ksheir, if you have someone else watching, but they're Apikursim, the Kusim, they believe in Torah Shabbal Penam and Hashamayim. So the one teretz the Chazon Ish gives is that it's that the Kusim were Beshoigeg, you're talking about the Dor Sheni, later generation, that's why they were brought up. So Beshoigeg, you don't say Apikurus Dinikak. Then the Chazon Ish has one teretz in the text of the Sefer, one teretz in the footnote. I forgot which one is on top of the page, which one is on the bottom of the page. And the other suggestion he gives is, maybe it's not true. Maybe Apikurus Dinikakam is not a penalty Midirabbanan. It's not an Oynish that you should say, if he's an Apikurus Bishogik, he doesn't deserve the Oynish. No. Apikurus Dinikakam is a real Din Deraisa. Let's say a person is born, his parents are not Jewish, he's born a non-Jew. We punish him when we say Shchitas and Avela. It's not a punishment. He's not Jewish in Shchitas and Avela. That's all. So if you have a Jew who doesn't believe in Ikori Hamuna, he believes in Torah Min HaShemayim, but he doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Pei Min HaShemayim, whether it's B'Shoigig or B'Mezid, B'Ainus or B'Rotzen, what's the difference? Bottom line, he doesn't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikori Hamuna. Says in Apikaris, Apikaris Dina Kakam is Min HaTorah. It should be Min HaTorah. So the Chazon Ish has to give a different teretz. So he gives another teretz, maybe what it says in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tam Yenim, that one who doesn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh Min HaShemayim is an Apikurus in Dina Ka'akum and Yasas Yayim B'Magor, maybe that's only a very fascinating answer. He says maybe that's only, he observes what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, even though he believes that the whole Torah Shabbal Peh is based on a mistake. We have professors like that. They teach Jewish history. They claim that they're teaching just this. So they believe, they say the Achrayim misunderstood the Rishonim had the wrong gears, and the Gemara Damarai misunderstood the Tanoim. There was a breakdown in Masor in every generation, but the Halacha is binding anyway. The Halacha is binding. So the Chazon Ish says that's called an Apikurus. If a guy is consistent, he said the Torah Shebaal Peh was invented midirabbanan, and there was a breakdown in Masor, and whatever was invented is not binding. The Kusim were consistent people. The Tzduket by Susim, they're consistent. Whatever they don't believe in, they don't observe. Whatever they do believe in, they do observe. So he's a religious person. He's b'shoigeg. He doesn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh. Whatever he doesn't believe in is not part of the religion. But if he holds that Torah Shabbal Peh was invented by the rabbis and still he says the halacha is binding, so that's not a religion. That's a man-made religion. That's not a religion min hashamayim. If he keeps it, even though he holds that it's a mistake, he holds that this Nes Chanukah never happened, and he still lights Neres Chanukah and he says a bracha shosan nisim every day. What's he saying Shas HaNisim for if he doesn't believe in the Nes Chanukah? It never happened. So he said, that's called an Apikurus. If the guy's consistent, he holds the Nes Chanukah never happened, so he doesn't sin on Chanukah Lech, period. Or he lights and he doesn't say Shas HaNisim. Okay, hold the Chashmonaim were victorious in battle. He lights in Erev Chanukah because historically made him an Erev. But he says, there was no miracle. There was no miracle that he should. There was no Nes Niglet to say Brocha Shas HaNisim. So then the Chazon Ish says, that's a religious person. We say he's making a mistake. Our tradition has it that historically these things did happen, but he's consistent, so that's okay. These are the two versions in the Chazon Ish. You have to explain Siftes and Simen Beis. Why it's Duki by Susi, Dina Kekusi, that was Mana Tanoim, the Kusi was Shchitos Eksheref, Acherim Roi Moise. How can it be? But the Kusim and the Tzduk and the Baisusim don't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, the Mechaber writes in Hilchas Tam Yenam. A Jew doesn't believe that Torah Shabbat Peh is Min HaShemayim is an Apikurus Dina Kakum, and he asks Yayim B'Magoy. He said, why don't you say over here? He's an Apikurus Dina Kakum. So he has these two shitas. It really depends on these two opinions that the Shach quotes over here in Sivkot and Tezayim. Whether Apikurus Dina Kakum is a Din Deraisa, or it's only a Knas Midirabbanan. If it's a Knas Midirabbanan, then Asvar Nesenes, that you only penalize the one who's been mazed, not the one who's been apikuris b'shoigeg. So that's the shaila of the, that's what the Chazon Ish had the two opinions. You look, the Chidor has a commentary on Ein Yankif, on all the Agaritis and Shazari. Chidor wrote something like 85 Svarim or something like that. You need a whole library just for the Chidor Svarim. I don't know what age he died, but they say he wrote a number of svarim corresponding to the number of years that he lived. And each sefer is like a whole encyclopedia. It's not just he wrote five words in five pages. Each one is a whole encyclopedia, alphabetically arranged, an encyclopedia of Midrash, Atar, and Adreshes, then an encyclopedia of Chassidish, of Kabbalistic ideas, an encyclopedia of Agarite. And each one is Agantza Hekev. So he has a Chibur, and on Yankev. So on Chul and Dafei, when the Gemara says, Apikuris Dina Kakam, he quotes a Ksav Yad from the Bali HaTesis. I'm not aware that it was printed yet. Chidol was a Meshulach for Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He used to travel all over Europe to raise money for the yeshivas. And wherever he went, he used to look at the library to see what do they have, what kisva yad do they have that'll be relevant l'alochem. Whenever he saw something fascinating, he would copy it down. That's why you have the Birkei Yosef on Shulchan Aruch. He quotes a lot of times all the Meiris before anybody else knew the Meiris existed. He was copying down all the chidushim that he found from the Meiris. So he quotes in his commentary on the An Yankev on that daf Hein Chulin, that it's a machlokes among the Bali HaTosfos whether Apikuris Dina Ka'akam is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. And l'chor, that's the 2 days in the Shach and Sivkot and Tezayin. That's the shaila. If it's a penalty mid'rabbanan, so hasvaron asenis, you don't penalize him if it's b'shege. But if it's a din d'oraisa, so din d'oraisa, it's not an oinish. So it would be an Apikuris, be m'shege, be m'mezen. So that's really the issue involved in the two answers that the Chazon Ish gave. How can it be shchitas kusi would be good? Okay, Belineta tomorrow. We got to continue in Simon Base. Most of the Simon Base we did already in the Gemara. Okay. Then we'll go weiter. Simon Gimel. So Dalet we didn't learn yet. Hey, we didn't learn yet. Vav, a little bit we learned. Okay, we'll learn those Simon and that we did. The beginning is on Monday. Yes, okay. A week from yesterday. We'll negotiate. Everything is up for negotiation.
What's negotiation?
Yes.
Then is he saying
With answers.
Okay. So which one's which?
So if you think and do the same, then it's not coming out.
Thank you.
the difference between fission and fusion?
Yeah.
Those words are pretty much do it for you, right? To fuse something is to put them together.
Yeah.
That's good.
Do you know the five things that disagree with Waltz's theory that you
know
all
five?
What?
I don't know if I know all five. I'll figure out most of them. But what's your list?
Do you want me to type? Stability versus instability.
Right. That yeah. Climax is ultimately.
Yeah, so it'll encourage non-nuclear wars. That's one way. Accidental detonation.
Right.
Accidental escalation. In other countries they have weak civilian control. So in America it would never happen because they need the support of the citizens, but in the country a wacko. Either you can just do it if you want, you can be crazy. And then
there was one was
here we go, boys. Here we go.
That somebody's gonna do something stupid, the more people have to.
Yeah. That's accidental detonation thing.
Yeah, Joseph.
And this is a good one.
What's up?
You could want weapons for prestige or domestic political problems.
Wait, is your name actually Joseph?
No.
It's Josh.
Yeah.
I call you answered to it.
I didn't know what you were referring to.
Do you remember when I tried to convince you your name was Joseph?
No, I don't remember that at all.
That's
so I'm not getting
it. Do you know the five assumptions of terrorism?
Assumptions of terrorism. Interesting.
They're political goals, violence, and civilians, non-state
actors. It's not an assumption.
It's
not the word.
Wrong word choice.
Do you have the four ways to fix civil war?
Characteristics.
We did civil war.
Yeah.
Four ways to fix civil war.
It's going
to
be one of the essays. If
I
had to pick. I would bet it's going to be.
What do you have?
Well, partition, assimilation.
Partition, assimilation, federalism,
federation,
confederalism.
And there's also non-political ways to do it, mitigating tensions like they did in Canada.
There's also dropping
the
A-box
and killing them all.
There's associationalism.
Right.
And I'm saying that there's social by social action or by economic action.
Okay.
In other words, doing like an example would be between Israel, they have those like Palestinian Israeli camps.
There are no Palestinians in Israel.
It is an example of trying to do understanding, and also because usually what happens is between the two groups, one of them is more economically advanced than the other. We're trying to do their non-political ways of doing it.
Okay, but
I'm
saying there's more than four.
No, there's like there's.
It's at least six.
Federalism, confederalism, I can describe what I can't say. There's assimilation, separation.
Right.
Although separation is not
work as
last. We have a quiz today?
Yeah, we do.
Internationally making it.
Right.
No,
that's why they
take. Why do you think
good.
People are acting like that?
It's bad. Even though it results in a blue kind of war, it's better because there's clear boundaries
with
the citizen.
But
the reason this
it's
usually
on
works is it usually Jesus results.
Stuff,
it's usually
never remember.
And then it results in ethnic genocide.
Can someone show me what the twins on
the people that are left in those countries will probably
win civil war and nuclear.
I don't think there's anything on terrorism. Basically, you can't define it. It's a pejorative term.
You might ask for the difference between state terrorism and terrorism.
Which is whether or not it's a state doing it.
Right, but even if that's all that is, I don't think it can be. I don't think you basically the same time you can.
But
that'd be a fun essay question.
Oh, perfect.
In more ways than
you know. But, one essay question?
He didn't call that terrorist?
Yeah, I heard.
There's no wrong thing to say.
Last second.
Is Nye a defensively realist?
Is what?
What's Nye?
Joseph Nye is a liberal institutionalist.
Really?
He's a communist.
What was the fourth thing? Four ways.
When in doubt, call your opponent a communist.
Association.
It's one of the rules of political science. I think you should start off your intro courses with that.
He'd be the first.
Just spell consociationalist. Consociationalist. I can describe it, but God help me, I can't spell it.
You can't spell it?
Yeah.
He seems a little bit constructivist with his soft power idea.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. There's a little
did
bit
you,
of that.
Did you get that vibe?
I get that vibe.
I just thought that thoughts can change more than before. I see.
It's very constructive.
The question is how much power can it actually have? How much can it actually change?
I just found out there's some more.
I'm going to drop a good socialationist on your
first. I'm going to say only 3 kids show up today who didn't know there was a quiz coming late. There's usually 2, but I'm going to follow up to 3 today.
Yeah, basically, you guys can use your examples. Explanation is forcibly.
Professor, how was your weekend?
How was my weekend? It was alright. Who's this? Is this someone's? What is this?
You're a partner.
Sir, can you tell me the stability versus instability thing, the critique on walls?
Hold on. Is this someone's?
Yeah.
This is yours?
No, it's somebody in the class.
In our class?
Yeah.
Whose is this?
I don't think it's from our class.
No.
It's from the previous class.
Good morning, everyone.
This is cool.
Yo, what?
Professor,
what?
I found random notations that I don't really understand in my notes. But I remember you writing them on the board.
Okay.
I was wondering if you could enlighten me. 7 out of 8 P, 4 out of 8 P, when you're talking about the UN doing better nation building than the US.
7 out of 8 P,
4 out of 8 P, 6 out of 8 D, 3 out of 8.
You just
what's
need to remember.
P, what's D?
You just need to remember which was
what was the argument in a line?
What?
What was the argument?
That the UN is much more successful at nation building.
That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Forest is not successful at nation building. I hope someone.
I just had no idea what the PLC is. What? The UN is more successful than the US.
I opened it, I was like, what is it?
And neither of them is successful.
Awesome. It wasn't what I thought it
was. Wait, the success rate is like 70% or something for US foreign policy through war?
What?
US foreign policy and nation building through war is like 70% or something like that. What was the rate of success?
I don't know.
Really low.
Slow.
27. What's always fun is about taking notes is when you miss a line that completely disproves your point. So I have the UN is more than the US, and then we give examples for both. But I miss all of the examples of the UN successes, or I got like 3 of them. But I've heard all of the US ones. So I have the UN being more successful than the US, and then lots of examples of why the US is very successful. I was reading that over, and I'm like, that doesn't look right. But I have a dot, 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 meaning like I missed stuff here, like names and stuff. Like, I think I had like Istanbul, or no, I had Namibia, Congo, and then dot, dot, dot. The US, I had Bosnia, Japan, Germany. Did you find it?
Professor, successful nation building, Germany, Japan, US, and who else?
Does
Haiti count?
We are the world.
If we weren't there, it'd probably be completely bad.
Okay, UN.
We didn't build it. We just kind of.
Sri Lanka.
Is humanitarian aid considered?
I don't want to say why. No one Sri Lanka.
Now we have Haiti.
Yes. Bam.
What's the third one?
Germany.
What's the third one for the UN?
Israel.
Oh.